crucial hearing in the Mousawi trial.
Has the government sabotaged its own case?
Dozens of bodies in Baghdad.
There is a form of ethnic cleansing already underway.
Sleeping and eating.
Take a pill and you don't know what you're doing.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Has the government shot itself in the foot in its case against Zacharias Mousawi? A critical hearing is ahead this morning in a suburban Washington federal court. Here's CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
This hearing could make or break the government's effort to win a death penalty against Mousawi, the only person ever charged in the U.S. with being directly involved in the September 11th attacks. Appearing are Transportation Security Administration lawyer Carla Martin and the seven current or former FAA officials who received her extraordinary emails providing trial information and comments in violation of Judge Leonie Brinkema's order. She appears to be coaching these potential witnesses.
This will be the judge asking questions of the witnesses,
says CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen,
as she tries to figure out how bad the taint is, how widespread, how it came about, and whether it's a problem that can be fixed.
If she kills the death penalty option, Mousawi would get life in prison. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Alexandria, Virginia.
With fuel prices on the rise again, the heads of big oil return to Capitol Hill to face questions about prices, profits, and industry consolidation. CBS's Bob Fuss has our report.
The last time the oil company executives appeared before Congress, they were grilled about the record-high prices that are feeding their record profits and insisted none of it was their fault. Today's hearing will focus on the takeovers that have created mammoth oil companies and whether there's more the federal government should be able to do about these high prices everyone's paying. And unlike their last appearance, this time the oil company executives will be sworn in.
Bloodshed and grief in Iraq. Daily, Iraqis bury the victims of the sectarian upheaval sweeping the country. That violence has led to a gruesome discovery in Baghdad, at least 75 bodies during the last 24 hours. CBS News correspondent Lara Logan says it's part of the bloody pattern.
Police find one abandoned vehicle with 15 bodies, another 18 bodies somewhere else, and many of them are naked, their hands are bound, their feet are bound, some show signs of torture, a lot of them have been shot, some of them have been strangled.
A CBS News poll finds growing pessimism about the outcome of the war. Director of Surveys Kathleen Frankovic.
In just 2 months, the optimism about a successful outcome in Iraq has dropped 12 points. Nearly half of the country, 47%, say that the U.S. is not likely to succeed in Iraq.
Well, could a much-prescribed sleep aid have an unintended and startling side effect in some users? We're live on the CBS Health Watch this morning with correspondent Jim Chenevy.
New Ambien CR.
It's supposed to make you sleep, but it may also give you a bad case of the munchies. Sleep researchers in Minnesota are investigating a possible link between Ambien and sleep eating.
Everybody says the same thing. I have no memory of what happened.
Attorney Susan Hannah Lass, she's filed a class action suit. Some patients say they would awaken to find beds littered with candy wrappers, Tostitos, and other food debris. And talk about your adverse effects. In one case, a woman gained 100 pounds. Reporting live, Jim Chenevy, CBS News.
It may be that a potent drug can do more than cut cholesterol levels. A study led by Cleveland cardiologist Dr. Stephen Nissen has found that high doses of Crestor seem to reverse heart disease.
This is the first study to show convincing evidence that a statin drug can actually remove plaque from the coronary arteries.
The research was paid for by the manufacturer of Crestor, a drug under fire from some critics who contend it has serious side effects and should be taken off the market. No danger to consumers. That's the USDA's conclusion as it investigates the country's third confirmed case of mad cow disease. The government says the infected animal was found on an Alabama farm, destroyed and buried last week, stressing it never reached the human or the animal feed chains. Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we are off to a good start this morning. I-25 moved along just fine. If you're coming out of the Thornton North Glen area, I-70 checking clear from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora. 225 on the turnpike, both trouble-free at the moment. And around town, things are pretty quiet on the diagonal. Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway, there's some police activity going on. Boulder bound on J Road. On to the forecast.
My clothes were tight, and I was ready to get back in shape.
I was bored with gym workouts and no results.
I needed a structured program that pushed me to succeed.
I was in an exercise rut.
Personal training with a group twist.
Motivation.
Passionate coaches.
Personal attention.
Personal training with a group twist.
Upper body.
Lower body.
Cardio.
After the first week, I was hooked.
www.bcore.net.
You've been working hard all winter. Don't you deserve a break? Just picture yourself on a soft, white sandy beach, surrounded by swaying palm trees and turquoise blue waters, drinking something with an umbrella in it. Whether you're a student needing to book your spring break or an adult wanting to vacation away from the kids, find your adventure and fun in the sun, sand, and sea with Beaches, etc. Visit beachesetc.com or call 303-426-4491 to book your vacation now.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Hey guys, don't be alarmed. Blondie Firehouse, same bar, different location. Now on South Inca in Inglewood, still offers karaoke nights, awesome bands, trivia, and great food. With all this fun, you're sure to have a three-alarm time.
BlondiesFirehouse.com, 720-963-8408.
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny. Your response is witty. Your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So, if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Hey salespeople, become part of the $4.9 trillion travel industry. Save up to 85% off your vacation travels for the rest of your life. Call Gene, 800-719-4223 to find out how. You could earn up to $250,000 potentially in your first year and live a lifestyle beyond your wildest dreams. Find out how you could earn over $19,000 in your first month with this proven system. Call Gene now, 800-719-4223.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915. Or click on the banner in the player now.
Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
In the competitive world of dating, you can always use a little help. That's why Match.com is now working with
the one, the only Dr. Phil!
At Match.com, we've got the right people, and Dr. Phil's got the right insight. It's a great way to the right relationship.
If you want to be a winner in love, you want to be a winner in relationships, then do what it takes.
Match.com will show you who. Dr. Phil will show you how. Visit Match.com, the number one site for love.
The Osgood File, March 14th, 2006.
This is the hour of
no power.
We're pedaling as fast as we can. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yeah, we got those animals working that treadmill full blast here. 6:09, 9 minutes after 6. High today, 49, partly sunny. Not going to be too bad of a day today. And it is the hour of no power. It's nice to have you along here. My name is Jay Marvin, the good Jay Marvin. Had a debate yesterday whether the good or the bad Jay Marvin would show up. But it's the good Jay Marvin so far this morning. And there's a lot to talk about. I say that every morning, don't I? Well, there's a lot to talk about. You know, I should come in here some morning and go, there's nothing to talk about. But there is a lot to talk about. At 6:30, we're going to talk to Lawrence J. Korb, our go-to man from the Center for American Progress, about Iraq. The president, and you know, I'm kind of a little bit proud of the media, because the media is at least labeling this, at least some of the media is labeling this speech-making that the president is giving. They're labeling it for what it is, a PR blitz trying to convince you and I that things are going to be okay in Iraq. Never mind the fact that Bush's approval ratings are down again, this time in a CNN USA Today Gallup poll. Shows Bush shows his ratings down again, and much of this is tied to the mess in Iraq. Growing dissatisfaction with the war in Iraq has driven President Bush's approval rating to a new low, 36%, according to CNN USA Today Gallup poll released yesterday. Only 38% say they believe that the nearly three-year-old war was going well for the United States. That's down from 46% in January, while 60% say they believe that the war was going poorly. Nearly half of those polled said they believe Democrats would do a better job of managing the war, even though only a quarter of them said the opposition party has a clear plan for resolving the situation. 57% said they believe in March 2003 invasion of Iraq was a mistake. Near September's record high of 59%, the question has a sampling or error of plus or minus 4.5%. Bush's approval rating of 36% is the lowest mark of his presidency in a Gallup poll, falling a percentage point below the 37% approval rating in November. So the White House popularity poll for the president keeps sliding. And there doesn't seem to be anything that the White House can do about it. There are news reports at the White House that the people working at the White House are exhausted and too worn out to turn things around. And Bush continues to go around the country and continues to try to talk to us and make us believe that things are okay there and that things are getting better. Meanwhile, the Baghdad police found 72 bodies in the last 24 hours in the widening sectarian violence there. And Bush just keeps trying to tell us that things are getting better and better, and he just keeps going and giving those speeches again and again and again. And we'll talk to Lawrence Korb about it coming up at 6:30. And we'll see what he has to say about it, and we'll see what his take is on what the president has said. Also, I want to talk to you this morning about patriotism and why it is that those of us who are progressives and liberals have let the right wing successfully label us as being unpatriotic, and that many of us seem to accept that without firing back. And I'll tell you a story of where I was at a social event, and a guy who's conservative pointed out my radio station, AM 760, and I guess he was kind of making a joke, but he made a comment about, well, you know, when they ask about, we, you know, everyone stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance, well, do you guys at AM 760 do that? And I shot back, well, we're as patriotic as you are. And we'll get into that whole thing about patriotism and religion. And finally, you know what? We're going to talk about this today. Well, no, it's not finally, because I got a couple of other things. You know, for months upon months upon months, and I remember when I sat in on the Jerry Springer show, we had Haynes Johnson on as a guest. And for months and months and months, I talked about this book, The Age of Anxiety, and about McCarthyism. And I talked about it and talked about it and talked about it. And you know what? It is where the right wing is coming from. And they have never, ever stepped out of their lineage of McCarthyism. They can't drop it. And when they're pinned against the wall on anything having to do with national security or with foreign policy or even things domestically, but basically when it comes to foreign policy or anything revolving around the national security state or homeland security, they immediately go back and they draw that card. If you saw Dick Cheney yesterday, which I had a laugh as he was trying to go once again, trying to draw that. Well, you know, are the Democrats do they, and I'm paraphrasing Cheney, do they support a sound policy when it comes to homeland security, or are they radical extremists? He hinted that we were, that Russ Feingold was aiding the enemy and blah, 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 and on and on and on again. And the flap about the NSA was aiding the enemy. And, you know, the reason I had to laugh is because I think I pointed this out to you a couple of weeks ago. O.J. Simpson, at the height of his murder trial, had better poll numbers than Dick Cheney's got now. So, you know, Cheney's standing up any place, trying to be the hatchet man for the administration and go after the Democrats, go after us, go after liberals, go after progressives about our feelings about Bush and the NSA. Cheney's really wasting his time. I don't think anybody in America really listens to him. I don't think anybody trusts him. But they can't ever get off that whole track about this whole thing of they're aiding and abetting the enemy. Have you now or have you ever been a communist? You know, this whole thing, this whole smear type of you're anti-American, and it gets into this whole patriotism question. You're anti-American, you're aiding the enemy, blah, you know, on and on and on. They never can get away from this. You know, they've used it for years. Years and years and years they've used it. And depending on your age, they either used it before you were born or they used it when most of us were little kids. And they still can't get away from it today. They can't drop it. This is exactly where they're coming from. And Wayne Allard made what I think is an outrageous and disgusting comment about Russell Feingold. And we'll play that for you a little later on in the morning. We'll get into that. And it smacks of this, what Russell Feingold, Wayne Allard said about Russell Feingold. You know, it just smacks of it. And I just can't wait to, you know, if Wayne Allard runs again, I can't wait for the Mark Udall-Wayne Allard matchup. I really cannot. Because I hope Mark Udall, and I, you know, I'm gonna work on that campaign, and I'm gonna give money, and I already have given money, and I just hope that Mark Udall eats Wayne Allard's lunch on this. But we'll play you this, and we'll talk about, we'll spend some time talking, you know, about this whole thing about patriotism. We'll get into this whole thing about how they think they own it. You know, there's one other thing, too, I want to discuss. I don't want to discuss this at too great of a length, but I kind of want to get into this a little bit. This whole Jay Benes situation in which Benes returns to the classroom, and, you know, Welker yesterday, had apologized for these racially insensitive essay. We talked about it yesterday that he passed around and he emailed around. And we had Senator Groth on to talk about, you know, about his take on it. And so Bill Owens, the governor of the state, okay, he's all over the Ward Churchill situation, and he's all over this whole Sean Allen situation, yet he's got nothing to say about Jim Walker. Then, you know, Republicans sit down, and then they can't figure out why it is that African Americans and other, you know, other minorities look at them, you know, with kind of a skewed eye. Because they failed to come forward and they failed to say anything. I mean, what? This guy is the governor of the state, and this happens in the legislature, and Owens has nothing at all to say about this? About Walker at all? So predictably, Walker is going on all the right-wing talk stations defending what he did and explaining, quote-unquote, his side of it. And Owens remains silent. Owens instead decides to meet with Sean Allen. The 16-year-old, and has nothing to say about it. Now, why doesn't he, you know, if he can spend the time jawboning about Ward Churchill, if he can spend the time jawboning about Benes, what, he has no time to confront racism head-on and confront this whole Jim Walker situation, the you know, the crazy lawmaker from Loveland who sent out that disgusting essay? It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. All right. 303-713-7600 if you want to peripherally, did I get that right? If you want to peripherally talk about anything that I brought up here, because we're going to go into great detail about some of these things a little bit later on in the morning, feel free to do so. You know, the good Jay is here. The bad Jay has not shown up. Bad Jay has been away. And the good Jay is here, which Bailey will be happy to know. So I got three lines open during the hour of no power at 303-713-7600. 618, 18 minutes after 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we're off to a good start around town. Things still pretty quiet, but starting to pick up just a little bit on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. Arapahoe Broadway Baseline and South Bold Road are in good shape to start the drive, and the turnpike looking real good as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. Now, I-25 starting to fill in the usual spot. Southbound, right around 84th Avenue. I-70 still checking clear from Wheat Ridge over to Aurora, 225 in great shape. So is C-470 through Highlands Ranch. On to the forecast. Chilly this morning, but things are going to warm up this afternoon with highs in the 50s. We're at 22 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Why worry about high repair costs? See the great features and selection of Toyota certified used vehicles, including that legendary Toyota quality you can depend on. There are great financing rates available this month at your local Toyota dealer or at toyota.com/certified.
I'm troubleshooter Tom Martino. Even I don't have the time to answer all of your automotive maintenance and repair questions or to solve those nasty car problems. That's why I've teamed up with Mark Major to bring you the Troubleshooter Automotive Edition, Saturdays, 10 to noon.
Yes, Tom, I'll tell you what, I do appreciate that, too. Ever since we've started the Troubleshooter Automotive Edition, we have saved people over $40,000 in 8 weeks, and I look forward to you, the listener, calling in this weekend between 10 and noon. That's 10 to noon this Saturday.
If you haven't been thinking about switching to Dish Network, here are some reasons why you should. Dish Network has the most national high-definition programming available with 25 channels. That's nearly twice as much national HDTV with over 1,700 hours of HDTV content every week. And now you can get your local channels in HD where available. Sign up with Dish Network and save $200. You'll get a $10 credit for 10 months on qualified programming when you sign up with Dish Network and $100 cash back from Showtime when you sign up with Dish Network and Showtime. Dish Network programming packages start at $19.99 a month, with HD packages starting at $49.99 a month. With Dish Network, there's no equipment to buy and free standard professional installation. Call 888-DISH-924. Offer ends 4/15/06. All prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. Requires a $49.99 activation fee. Restrictions, credit approval, qualifying programming purchase, and monthly receiver fees apply. HD receiver upgrade fee applies.
You go online searching for the best deal on hotel rooms, and there's always this nagging feeling that there's a better deal out there. We get it. We're Hotwire.com, and we guarantee the lowest prices on 3- and 4-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has exclusive deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Chicago, Travelocity price $169, Hotwire.com price just $88, or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $205, Hotwire.com price just $113. So trade in that nagging feeling that you could have gotten a better deal and log on to Hotwire.com, because at Hotwire.com, we think you should have your pillow mint and eat it too. Hotwire.com. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in Cherry Creek from just $87 a night. Hotels on Hotwire.com disclosed only after booking. All bookings are final. Details on site.
Bacon, Eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
See, that's one of those songs I can sing along with. Okay, that's enough. That's enough. I know what you're thinking. That's enough, Jay. That's enough, Jay. Stop it, Jay. But don't you ever do that? Don't you ever sing to this song because you can get your voice up real high? Okay, 622, 22 minutes after 6. High today, 49, partly sunny skies. We're kind of talking about a whole combination of things, including patriotism. And we'll be talking to Lawrence Corbier in a few minutes about Iraq, where the president is out. He's on a PR blitz to try to convince us that Iraq, that, you know, to quote the president, that they have looked into the abyss, that they didn't like what they saw, so they decided to back away. And, you know, and I'd be interested in how many of you believe that this thing is going to be a total and complete civil war. That's what it's going to degenerate into, no matter what W tries to tell us. That it's going to get into this, and I see people want to talk about this whole patriotism issue. So you know what? Let me just tell the story, and then I'll take the calls at 303-713-7600. I'm at a social event. John Turk was with me, and somebody who is conservative, they ask us to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and the person that said kind of laughingly, "Well, do you guys at AM 760, do you do that kind of thing?" And I shot back, without thinking, I shot back and said, "Oh yeah, we're just as patriotic as you guys are." And we are, but you know something? The right wing tars us with this every single time. This thing about patriotism. And what's wrong with getting up and, you know, and saying the Pledge of Allegiance? And what's wrong with liking your flag? And what's wrong with liking your country? And we can debate, you know, about the degrees of patriotism and where it gets into overdrive and all of that. But the point is, they tar us with this every single frickin' time. And this goes down to one of these things that I, you know, that I put on my list of things that I'm sick and tired of. I'm just tired of it. I am tired of it. And so every time they try to stick this on me, I'm going to try to stick it back to them. All right, let's go to David in Boulder. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hi.
Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Hi, Dave.
Thanks for the topic. I appreciate it. One thing you're wrong about is we're not just as patriot as them. We're more patriot than them. I think the people like Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson would be proud of you and people on your station for bringing us the truth and examining what's going on instead of this blind leading, blind leading the dumb and just, you know, believing everything that we're told. And
but would you agree that there is this public perception about those of us that are liberal and progressive that we're not as patriotic as those on the right?
Well, when you say public, it really comes down to the right-controlled media. So everybody's being told that this is what's so they just repeat it. But it's just like, in a way, it's like organized religion. If you just do what's said in a book, it stops your search for God. But if you actually start looking into yourself, you see this. I mean, when 9/11 happened, I was kind of hypnotized by the media myself. And then I started waking up, and my liberal friends started smacking me around and saying, listen, here's what's really going on. And, I don't think we should come from a place where we're just as patriotic. I think we're really more truly patriotic. And people like you are, because you're actually questioning the government, and that's the beauty of America, is to be able to question your own government without being persecuted.
Do you think we're uncomfortable with patriotism?
Excuse me?
Do you think we're uncomfortable with patriotism?
In the
conventional sense?
I don't think so. I just think it's whatever your definition of it is. It's... I don't know. I feel like I'm very patriot. I've got a lot of patriotism, and I would fight for my country if I felt there was a true threat, and not just our government playing chess in some other country. You know, it's the reasons why we went to war and why we went there. I mean,
it's wrong. Basically, is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason we went is wrong.
Yeah, but I just don't think that right now the Republicans' polls are really low, and now is not the time for our Democratic leaders to get comfortable just because there's low polls. I think that we've got to keep up the attack against what's going on in this government and not let it rest.
Oh, I agree 100%. You know what? I agree
100%. Part of the problem is that, the people that we have speaking the loudest are people like Kennedy, who are basically unelectable because of their past, And we need some people like Dean or Obama to step up and, keep the pressure on, the government and to be accountable.
Yep. You know what? I'm with you 100%. And to me, that's patriotism. But, I got this crazy, I got this kooky idea. Well, it's not kooky, but I thought about it.
Uh-huh.
I have an anti-Bush bumper sticker on my car.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about putting an American flag sticker right by it.
I think that's a great idea.
Just to show those people that, hey, I love my country every bit as much as you do, and I am not going to take this conventional wisdom pablum that you guys grind out about how we are not, that we are not patriotic, that we are not every bit as American as you guys are. And, I've just been in the mood, David, for the last couple of weeks, I've just been in the mood to stick these people with it, if you get my drift.
Absolutely. I think what Russ Feingold is doing right now is the most patriotic thing you can.
Yep, I agree.
Go for censure, because his guy broke the law. I mean, we're not allowed to do that. You can't just break a law and then change it. We don't have the power to do that. Change a law after you break it? No, we go to jail or we pay fines or.
I agree, and we're going to get into the Feingold thing, and I want you to hear the Allard response, which to me is very un-American, and we'll get into that coming up. David, thank you, man. I appreciate you getting up and getting on the program this morning.
Hey, thanks for being there.
Okay, you got it. All right. It's the hour of no power. Now, I'll tell you what we're going to do here. We're going to pick this back up in a few minutes, but we're going to go to Lawrence Korb, who is a senior fellow for the Center for American Progress. We're going to talk about Iraq, the Bush speech yesterday, and how it flies in face of conventional reality. And we're going to do that, and then we'll take more of your calls on this whole thing about patriotism, because I really would like to get a whole forum on this thing going here this morning. 6:30, it's what, 30 minutes after 6? Yeah, hello, Jay. 6:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. The good Jay Marvin in this morning with the good Bailey and Progressive Traffic.
Well, thanks, Jay. Things are starting to get busy this morning. Already bunching up southbound I-25 from 104th to the Turnpike. And we're starting to fill in as you head into downtown. Now, eastbound I-270, looking at brake lights from I-76 to Vasquez. The Turnpike now bunching up eastbound from Federal over to Pecos, and 225 actually looking pretty good. A little sluggish as you make your way down toward the Tech Center. Around town, things are picking up and getting busy on the diagonal. Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway, Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, and Belmont also filling in this morning. Now, checking out the forecast, it's chilly right now, but things going to warm up this afternoon with highs in the 50s. We're at 22 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Visit Centex Homes today in beautiful neighborhoods from Castle Rock to Fort Collins. And for a limited time, get up to $48,000 off homes ready for immediate move-in, and they'll pay the closing costs. Centex Homes, where your lifestyle is built right in.
Ed Schultz.
Yes, we are on Armed Forces Network.
I know that this is the time of the day which all those brave men and women who are serving and defending this country are listening as well.
The Ed Schultz Show on AM 760.
All around the world.
Progressive Talk.
Just Brakes.
Yes. Does Just Brakes have a good deal on pads and shoes?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for $99.88.
Including installation?
Yes, ma'am. We'll also machine rotors and drums and inspect your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machines rotors and drums for $99.88? That's a great deal. And, of course, I only trust my car to the true brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
If you're sick and tired of watching your eyes get weaker and weaker every year, and you're ready to do something about your poor vision, repeat after me. I will take a stand against my weak eyesight.
I won't use my glasses as a crutch.
I will start strengthening my eyes naturally.
I will refuse the high cost of surgery.
And I will no longer accept stronger prescriptions year after year.
I will take control of my vision.
Take a stand against poor vision. Call right now for a free video to find out how you can strengthen your eyesight using the safe, natural solution. It's called the See Clearly Method. It's recommended by eye doctors and available without a prescription. Pick up the phone and we'll send you a free video to see this program for yourself. You deserve stronger eyes. Take a stand. Call right now for your free video to preview the See Clearly Method. Call 1-800-900-8313. That's 1-800-900-8313. 1-800-900-8313.
Brigitte is so incredibly photogenic, and I am so incredibly not. She gives off this aura of beauty all the time. And I know you can't see her right now, but if you did, you would not be able to stop staring at her. I sound like an idiot.
A woman's glow leaves men speechless. Well, almost. And now every woman can enhance her glow with new Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion with Skin Brighteners. Visit Dove.com for your free sample of Dove Energy Glow Body Lotion while supplies last.
You know, it's amazing how many things you can do online these days. Plastic surgery online is still a few years off, but I bet they're working on it. And what about doing all your car insurance business online? Well, it's already here. At Geico.com, you can do most everything. Change drivers, change cars, change coverage, change your oil. I made that last one up. Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The show Bob Beaupre never hears. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
In less than 3 years, the Iraqi people have gone from living under the boot of a brutal tyrant to liberation, to sovereignty, to free elections, to a constitutional referendum, and last December, to elections for a fully constitutional government.
Here's George W. Bush yesterday. It's 6:34, 26 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. High today, 49 under partly sunny skies. And George W. Bush out on the PR trail as the anniversary, the third anniversary of this country's invasion of Iraq comes up. This is the 1,001 day since he made that what I think is a ridiculous aircraft carrier speech. And as he's telling us everything is okay in Iraq, Baghdad police find 72 bodies within 24 hours, and also two American servicemen have been killed. We're going to talk to Lawrence Corp from the Center of American Progress and get a response to the president's most recent push on Iraq, which he tries to blend into the war on terror. Corp is a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress and a senior advisor to the Center for Defense Information. Prior to joining the center, he was a senior fellow and director of national security studies at the Council on Foreign Relations. And Corp served as the Assistant Secretary of Defense, Manpower, Reserve Affairs, Installations, and Logistics from 1981 through 1985. And he's a good friend of the show. And Lawrence, welcome, and welcome back onto the program. Appreciate you being here.
Nice to be with you again, Jay.
All right. You know he's out on the campaign trail, and this is what it is. It's a campaign to convince all of us that things are going okay with his flagging poll numbers and the fact that more and more people are beginning to, seems like they're beginning to accept the fact that Iraq eventually is going to end up in a civil war, and you've got the bodies being found. And what is your response to the president's speech yesterday?
Well, basically, he knows that on the third anniversary of the war, which is coming up the end of this week, that people are going to start taking stock and asking questions. So he wants to get out in front of what certainly are going to be some very harsh criticisms, looking back on what he said, why we went to war, and how it would turn out. So he, back in December, he got out, and his the opinion polls bumped up a little bit, and people gave him a little bit more time. But it's not going to work this time, because what Americans are looking at is what's happening on the ground. And he can get up and talk all about the statistics and the number of Iraqi security forces, that are being trained. And people are going to say, yeah, but why aren't things getting better on the ground? In fact, if anything, they're getting worse.
I ask you this every time you're on. Nobody has a crystal ball. But are we headed for a civil war in Iraq?
Well, the definite, it's a distinction without a difference. 600 Iraqis are dying every month. Now, if you don't want to call that a civil war, okay, call it extreme sectarian, violence. But the real question is, you've got a chaotic situation there, in which now you've got two enemies or two forces you're dealing with. One is the insurgents who want us out of there and who basically want to restore the previous regime, and then you've got sectarian violence between the Shias and Sunnis, who are struggling over who's going to run the place and under whose auspice what type of government are you going to have. And General Abizaid last week said the civil war, the sectarian violence now is more important or more of a threat than the insurgency.
There's an article this morning in The Guardian where senior Bush diplomatic and military staff gave Tony Blair explicit warnings 3 years ago that the U.S. was not disastrously mishandling the occupation of Iraq, according to leaked memos. But you know what? The evidence shows otherwise.
Well, it certainly does. I mean, the post-war phase was just a debacle. Because of the fact that we thought we would be greeted as liberators. We did not want to tell the American people the full cost of the war, and so we never got the situation under control. And you got a new book coming out now that's been excerpted in the New York Times on Sunday and Monday by Michael Gordon and Mick Traynor, General Traynor, in which they basically said even the military didn't know what they were doing. In fact, General Wallace, who was the ground commander, said, hey, we got these insurgents we're fighting, and, Franks was going to relieve them for wanting to slow down and fight the insurgents. He says, you got to go to Baghdad. So, when rushing into Baghdad and left all these characters, behind to start the insurgency.
Yeah, I had misread this. What it says is that Tony Blair was given explicit warnings 3 years ago that the U.S. was disastrously mishandling the occupation of Iraq. Some of the things these leaked memos said was a lack of interest by U.S. Commander General Tommy Franks in the post-invasion phase, that the presence in the capital of the U.S. 3rd Infantry Division, which took a heavy-handed approach to security, squandering initial sympathy of the Iraqis. And it just goes on and on of how we have messed this. Is there any way to put the genie or the snake or whatever phrase you want to use back in the bottle and fix this thing?
No, I mean, theoretically, if you want to send 500,000 troops over there and lock it down, like they did after the blowing up of the mosque, you could do that. But I mean, you passed the point of no return. You didn't do it right from the beginning, and now the question becomes, how do you get out and with the least damage to both the United States and to the area. And that's why, you know, I've been on your show before. Back in September, we wrote this thing,
right,
said strategic redeployment. And, you know, it's interesting, since we've written it, Bill Buckley, you know, has said that, you know, that's the right thing to do, and George will. I mean, so it's not just, quote-unquote, the liberal Democrats. It's the hard-headed realists saying, look, nice, you know, what Buckley says, nice try, President, but didn't work. So you got to get out, because the longer you stay, the more damage you're going to do to our ability to confront the real threats to American security.
Yeah, the New York Times Baghdad bureau chief is also quoted as saying that this whole thing is not going to work based on what he saw.
No, I mean, it can't, because you've got the two problems there. One is the insurgency, and the other is the sectarian violence. And, you know, if we don't set a timetable, we're basically putting our fate in the hands of what happens on the ground. We've lost control, and that's why I, you know, always felt that if we set a timetable, then we're back in control. But right now, let's say, for example, you know, that, you know, bombing of the mosque in Smar was terrible.
Right.
But let's say somebody assassinates Sistani, the Ayatollah Sistani, who's been holding back the Shiites. Well, then all hell's going to break loose. You'd have a tough time getting out, because you'd be almost like, you know, Saigon back in 75. People would be shooting at you as you try to leave.
But it almost seems like that's what we're waiting for. It almost seems like we're waiting for total and complete chaos in order to be convinced that things just aren't going to work.
Well, the president seems to believe that if we just hang on and we're patient, that this thing can work. And, you know, they talk about, and the president mentioned yesterday about the Iraqis voting for the election. Well, I think George Will put it very well. It wasn't an election. It was a census. All of the people, the Shias voted for Shias, Sunnis voted for Sunnis, the Kurds voted for Kurds. So you really don't have a nation. And so you say, well, gee, they all come out and vote. This shows they want freedom. No, what it shows is they want their group to run the place.
You know, here's something else, too, I want to run by you. Because I start talking about this before you came on. You know, if any leading Democrat speaks up about this administration's policy, I'm not sure they have one. You know, stay the course is not a policy, it's a phrase.
Yeah.
But or tries to critique any of it, what they get is this, they get this, you know, this McCarthyite kind of aiding and abetting the enemy kind of speech, kind of rebuttal. When are these guys going to get over this?
Well, I mean, they're going to keep playing it as long as they think it'll work. And in many cases, they have, you know, gotten some, you know, Democrats to, you know, to back off. And it's really unfortunate, you know, that you get this. I mean, even yesterday when Russ Feingold introduced the thing on censure for the president for the spying on Americans in violation of the law, you know, Bill Frist, the Senate Majority Leader, got up and said, how can you do this to a president in the midst of a war? You know, I mean,
right,
they keep playing that, you know, that card. And it is rather unfortunate that people are afraid to do it. Now, Joe Biden finally on Sunday says, look, if this thing's not settled by the summer, we're out of there. And, you know, I mean, at least you're beginning to see people coalesce around it. I, you know, the plan we put out, a lot of Democrats have embraced, some haven't. I was talking to a leading Democrat not long ago, I won't tell you the name, and, well, they were afraid to embrace the timetable for withdrawal. And I said, yeah, now Bill Buckley's ahead of you. You know, if you keep waiting, you're going to lose the debate if that's really what you're concerned about.
Why are Democrats scared to endorse this?
Well, I think because of their feeling that they're soft on defense. And, you know, the speech that Karl Rove gave in January, he said, where after September 11th, the Republicans knew we were at war and the Democrats thought, you know, it was still a police action. I mean, that type of, you know, rhetoric has got to put them on the defensive.
The
other thing is, a lot of them voted for the war.
Well, but you know, but yeah, you, still, but things have gone tragically wrong. Why don't we stand up and say enough is enough already?
Well, I agree. I agree. I mean, you know, the ones I talk to say, I don't know about power. I've never run for political office. I've been a political appointee. But let me tell you something. We were talking about the future of the country here, and I happen to always believe you do what's good for the country, it'll be good for, you know, you politically. But, you know, it's tough for people running for office and being accused of soft on defense. And, you know, in my view, a lot of them have never gotten over their votes in the first Persian Gulf War, where a lot of them voted not to go to war.
Hmm. Well, you know what? It's just good to have you on the program, and thank you for trying to make sense of all of this for us. Lawrence Korb from the Center for American Progress, thank you, and you're our go-to guy, so we'll talk to you again. I you can bet on it.
Okay, Jay, thanks a lot for calling.
You got it. There's Lawrence Korb. He is with the Center for American Progress, and when it comes to the subject of Iraq, he knows what he's talking about. Now I'm going to get back on this thing about patriotism. I want to talk about the Feingold Resolution. I want to talk about Wayne Allard and the statements that Wayne Allard made, and the idea that those of us who are Democrats, those of us who are progressives, those of us who are liberals, we allow the right wing to run away with this every single time and to stick it to us every single time about how, quote-unquote, they're more patriotic than we are, and that, you know, that they fly flags and they stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and, oh, do you guys do that? And you know what? Damn right we do. And we love this country just as much as they do. And that it's ridiculous that we allow them to run away with this. And that it's about time we started to stand up and put it to them and say, you know something? We want to do the most patriotic thing. We want to save American lives. That's the most patriotic thing. And we don't want to trample on the Constitution. And we don't want to break the law. One line open at 303-713-7600. And you know what? If you're progressive or you're liberal, and you feel uncomfortable with overt displays of patriotism, hey, call up and tell me why. 646, 14 minutes away from 7 o'clock here, AM 760, the most patriotic radio station on the dial here along the Front Range. At 746, 14 minutes away from 7, and it's good to have you along.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, around town, things are getting busy now on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, the turnpike bunching up eastbound from Federal over to Pecos, and on the north end of town, south on I-25, now running heavy from 104th down to the turnpike, then we bunch up again as you make your way into downtown. Eastbound I-70, looking at brake lights from I-76 over towards Vasquez. 225 slows southbound as you head into the tech center, and checking out the forecast. We're chilly right now, but things will warm up this afternoon. Highs in the 50s, we're at 22 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The biggest car dealer in Brighton just got bigger at Johnson Auto Plaza. Choose from over 600 vehicles on 10 big acres just north of E-470 on Highway 85 in Brighton. Right now, get loaded 05 Stratus or Sebring from just $99.95. Call now at 303-654-1940.
AM760.net. More than just a website, it's a way to take us with you. Download AM760 interviews and audio clips to your MP3 player. AM760 Progressive Talk on AM760.net. With you whenever, wherever.
I couldn't be happier with my Regency Bristol windows. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The decision to put in the Bristol triple pane window has saved me thousands of dollars. They guarantee that it will save you at least 47% on your energy bill, too. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. Call Regency Bristol Windows at 303-233-0833 or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how.
.648, 12 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, high today 49, partly sunny skies. You know what? I'm not going to sugarcoat anything here. Boy, I'm in one of those moods this morning. All right, maybe the bad Jay is back. I'm just not in the mood to sugarcoat anything. So if you want to go buy a car some other place other than the Rockies, it's a free country, and you're more than welcome to go ahead and do it. But I would urge you to take time out to check out the huge selection of Rockies and the money-saving deals, such as the matching down incentive that's going on right now up to $1,500. So if you've got $500, they'll kick in $5. Now you got $1,000. If you've got $1,500, they'll kick in $1,500, and now you've got $3,000. And that's as simple as it works. And they have over 500 vehicles on the lot. I mean, they have the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. So many people get on the radio and send you so many places, and then they don't go there themselves. Mary and I have been proud customers of Rockies since the early 90s, and will continue to be proud customers, because you know something? They treat you the way you should be treated. They treat you right. And the deals are unbeatable. Go out there and see my friends, the Al Shearers, Tom and Marv Al Shearer. They're good folks. And Gerard Menard and Spanky and all the gang working out there. Because you know what? They really are dedicated to making your buying experience a good one. So if you're passionate about automobiles like I am, if you want to get a good deal, then you want to go to Rocky's. Rocky's Autos open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And if you come close to 8, they'll stay late and help you out. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, going on 25 years. And you can check them out on the Internet at rockysautos.com from the comfort of your own home or your office. Rocky's Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Call LendingTree now to take advantage of their new home equity offer. Get a $40,000 loan for only $200 a month. Call 1-800-555-TREE. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. See website or call for details on licensing.
Hey, Bob, do you... You're pulling out your hair.
I have to set up this corporate bigwig conference. I'm running out of time. And hair.
And you didn't have much to begin with.
Need to set up a conference? Just call Four Points Denver Southeast. They have specialists to guide you through the whole process. They offer corporate rooms, day or week-long events. They're right on I-25 in Hampton and just completed $7 million of renovation. Relax and go to fourpoints.com/Denver Southeast or call 303-758-7000.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
This is a political stunt, a political stunt that is addressed at attacking the President of the United States of America when we're at war.
Yeah, that's Bill Frist talking about the Russell Feingold. That's not the worst of it. Wait till you're Senator Wayne Allard, and I'll play that for you after 7 o'clock. Here we are, yes, quote-unquote, in a time of war. Really? What sacrifices has this administration asked America to make? What about those tax cuts? Are those sacrifices? Name me a president that ever had a tax cut in a time of war. But we're talking here about patriotism and the fact that the right runs roughshod over the rest of us with their so-called, quote-unquote, corner on patriotism. And I don't know about you, but I reject it. I reject it heavily. Let's go to Dwayne in Weld County. Dwayne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I think the question you're asking, Jay, is what does it mean to be patriotic? For myself, it means being dedicated to the ideals of the nation. When we fall short of those ideals, then you are required by your patriotism to get after the government. We the people. That's how the country was set up. We're the responsible parties. We have to bring it on to the people who are in power to say, no, you are not living up to the ideals of the country. When you start to allow things like checks and balances are not being used, the rule of law is being challenged.
Yeah, but I'm not so sure that's what I'm asking. What I'm asking here is, what I'm trying to bring up is the fact that when I was at that social event, when John Turk and I were at that social event, and we were representing AM 760, and they had, and a conservative guy who knows us, a conservative talk show host who knows us, and he may have been saying it just jokingly, but I think he was taking a jab at us, when they said, everyone rise to the Pledge of Allegiance, and he turned to us and said, you guys do that over there, don't you? And it's this perception that, you know something, we're not as patriotic, that they have, that the right wing has a corner on patriotism. And I said to him, we're every bit as patriotic as you guys. You know, it's like we are every bit as patriotic, and in some cases, we're more patriotic because we really love the country, and we show we love the country, and we love the people in the country. Simply by the ideas that we put forward into the public marketplace.
We love the ideals of the nation. If the nation goes bad, if the leader of the country is wrong, if he's dead wrong, we don't follow that. The reason is because we are patriotic.
Yeah, but
patriotic.
Yeah, but you would salute the flag, wouldn't you, regardless?
Absolutely, but it depends on who's holding the flag.
Don't raise your voice to me, okay? You want the bad Jay? I'll show you the bad Jay.
Lower
your voice and strengthen your argument. I don't want to be like Mike Rosen. Lower your voice and strengthen your argument.
Okay.
Thank you.
It depends on who's holding the flag. The flag stands for the ideals of the country. When you went into battle, the flag was where you said, there's the flag, we follow the flag. If the flag went forward, we followed it. But you don't know who's holding that flag. If an idiot is holding the flag and leading you over a cliff, you can't follow that flag.
But that whole debate has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is the general perception among those in the right wing, and they keep beating the drum with it because it's worked so far for so many years, that we are not as patriotic as they are, that we are uncomfortable with displays of patriotism. And my question is, why do we let them get away with it, and are we really that uncomfortable? And if we are, why are we?
I believe it's because they've been taking 20 to 30 years of building a very subtle argument that has put a lot of things together that are very difficult to take apart in a very small little one-line bumper sticker.
Then, you know what? Let's unbuild it.
Well,
let's tear it down. Let's show them they're wrong.
Exactly. That's what you're all about, Jay. You're about educating. The first time I ever called you, I said you're about educating people of how to carry on a political debate, telling people how to do that, re-educating the right wing, re-educating everybody to carry on civil discourse, but passionate discourse.
I just say let's take it back. I just say let's teach them a lesson. I just say let's stop letting them get away with it, that we should answer back to them.
Yeah, I believe that we absolutely have to be resolute, we have to be strong, we have to be passionate. But it's not just a sprint. This is a marathon.
Well, we got to start someplace, brother.
Exactly, right now.
Start today.
Exactly right. I'm with you, Jay. I'm behind you, and I hope you're with me.
I am. Thank you. I appreciate the call. You're welcome here anytime.
Take care, Jay.
Okay. Bye. Let me go to Lisa in Arvada. Lisa, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Lisa.
I was going to talk a little bit about Ken Salazar and a letter that I wrote him when I got back. And I know that he hasn't been, I think he hasn't agreed to ever be on your show. Is that correct?
He just won't come. We had him on once, but getting him on is like pulling teeth.
Okay. Well, I basically wrote him and said how disappointed I was and that he didn't support the filibuster back when they were nominating Alito. And his letter back seemed to be very personal. He was like, I'm sorry that we don't have the same opinions on whatever. And he said, I just don't feel like voting on something that isn't going to be basically the popular vote, and I select my battles for the ones that I know will win. So I was appalled. And so I wrote him yesterday over supporting the censure that Feingold's putting forward, the resolution, and basically said, is this a battle worth winning? And are you going to support it? And when are you guys going to start supporting things and start fighting some battles and start taking this country back? And if we are, if we are going to say patriotism, then let's say we're doing it for the American people. So we'll see what my response is. But
well, I would be too, and I hope you get a good one. And I think it's about time that we stood up, locked arms, and said, enough is enough with this stuff, and you're not going to push us around with it anymore, and we own that flag just as much as you do, and the idea that we're uncomfortable with it, the idea that we're less patriotic, the idea that the right-wingers and the GOP somehow have some kind of corner on this stuff. Enough is enough. And my whole message here this morning is that we should call them on it. Lisa, thank you. I appreciate the call.
All right, Jay, thanks.
Okay, have a good morning. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about the Feingold censure and Wayne Allert's incredible statement about Russell Feingold, which shows you that McCarthyite tactics in the GOP are not dead yet. And we'll also continue this conversation about patriotism. That's all coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You've been working hard all winter. Don't you deserve a break? Just picture yourself on a soft, white sandy beach, surrounded by swaying palm trees and turquoise blue waters, drinking something with an umbrella in it. Whether you're a student needing to book your spring break or an adult wanting to vacation away from the kids, find your adventure and fun in the sun, sand, and sea with Beaches, etc. Visit beachesetc.com or call 303-426-4491 to book your vacation now.
1 in 2 arms or legs, 3 in 4 months at the office, 4 in 5 days to depression, 2 out of 3 dreams or nightmares, 5 of 6 letters or bills, and if 1 of 12 jurors has had a bad day, the driver who hurt you goes free. One in four marriages breaks from the strain. Two out of five friends avoid you. And the odds are good that the ones who don't will tell you how lucky you are.
Until you've survived a drunk driving crash, you can't understand the impact. MAD Victim Services advocates are crash survivors themselves, uniquely equipped to help with emotional, legal, and financial guidance. Call 877-MAD-HELP.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder, and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Bullets are flying on the West Bank. The gun battle is unfolding at a prison in Jericho where Palestinian police are holding a militant wanted for the murder of an Israeli cabinet minister. CBS's David Hawkins at the scene says Israeli troops want that man turned over to them so he won't escape.
You can hear behind me that there's a gunfight going on at the prison between Palestinian security forces and perhaps Palestinian prisoners who've managed to get arms and the Israeli forces. Every now and again, we'll hear a very loud explosion. It's impossible for me to tell where the explosion is coming from or the cause of the explosion.
In Ramallah, Palestinians angered by the Jericho raid have laid siege to a British diplomatic building. Simon Boas is an eyewitness.
A group of probably 200 to 300 people have marched up the street. Probably the first 30 or 40 managed to get inside and have begun smashing the windows. The main group are standing carrying pictures of the prisoners in Jericho and chanting.
In Iraq, families are burying the dead from weekend attacks in a Baghdad slum that claimed 58 lives. And the police are finding dozens of bodies of men who were killed execution style since then, apparently to settle a score. 85 dead at last count. CBS News Baghdad correspondent Laura Logan.
There is a form of ethnic cleansing already underway in suburbs and towns and villages. So there are very worrying signs here. Conditions are being set for a civil war. It's by no means, you know, a foregone conclusion. There are still efforts by the leaders, efforts by the politicians. But when you're trapped in this cycle of violence, it is a reality that it could be heading to civil war.
In this country, the latest CBS News poll shows an almost even split on whether the war will end in success or failure. In Alexandria, Virginia, the judge at the Zacharias Moussaoui sentencing trial meets with lawyers in the case 30 minutes from now. CBS's Bob Fuss is there.
The hearing this morning is to figure out just how bad the government has messed up and for the judge to decide what to do about it. She'll be hearing from a government lawyer for the Transportation Security Administration who wrote emails to witnesses, telling them what other witnesses had already said and coaching them how to shore up what she acknowledges are serious weaknesses in the government's case.
The judge could declare a mistrial and impose a life sentence instead of the death penalty for the only person charged in this country in connection with the 9/11 attacks. Bird flu has spread from Asia to parts of Europe, but there's no evidence it's reached this country. Not yet. Live to CBS's Dan Revive.
The U.S. Health Secretary Michael Levitt now says the government assumes wild birds will carry the H5N1 virus to North America this year. Birds here may be infected, but still this flu doesn't spread human to human. Still, screening by states has begun. The Boston Globe says Massachusetts scientists in biological safety suits 10 times have tested specimens from travelers who had suspicious symptoms. Reporting live, Dan Revive, CBS News.
And just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are down a point and a half. This is CBS News.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. Hard as it may be to imagine, there are individuals in this world who have a passion for accounting. That's right, accounting. The accountants at Grant Thornton are just such folks. It's their passion for what they do, their expertise and partner involvement that have made them one of the largest accounting organizations in the world, with member firms in over 100 countries. Maybe that's why their clients are so passionate about them. Grant Thornton, a passion for the business of accounting. This is Charles Osgood, and I'll see you on the radio on the Osgood File.
For me, buying a home is more than the number of bedrooms and bathrooms.
Can't imagine making a purchase like that without having someone you can trust.
Somebody with integrity protecting you.
Ethics are crucial.
Honesty and dependability.
I can't call myself a realtor unless I complete ethics training.
Realtors adhere to a strict code of ethics, so you know you'll be treated honestly. Ask if your agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
They live and work by a code of ethics, and that was really important to me.
The Nation.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
We are seeing a busy ride this morning southbound I-25. Slows from 104th right into downtown. Now we're bunching up in both directions through T-Rex. Southbound 225, a little bunching as you head in toward the tech center, and the turnpike slows eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Now, remember a couple weeks ago we had that guy that was busted for driving in the HOV lanes with a mannequin? Well, he's going to start serving his sentence today by standing on the side of the highway with a sign from 7 to 9 o'clock this morning. He's on the turnpike right around Sheridan, so that's going to cause heavier than usual traffic this morning. So keep that in mind if you're in the backups. Now, checking out the
What's
fortune.
The sign say?
You know, I don't know exactly what it says. Probably don't drive in the HOV lane with a mannequin. I don't really know.
Don't drive in the HOV lane with a mannequin.
I don't know. But as soon as I find out, I will pass on that information to you. Looking at the forecast.
Have you ever wondered why the rich get richer while others always struggle? Did you know that the average person with a home-based business earns more than a person stuck in a cubicle? Experts know to make a lot of money, you need to be in front of an expanding industry. What if someone could show you how to be in front of three expanding industries? If you see yourself earning $2,000 to $5,000 per week or more, visit teamworkandfreedom.com or click on the image in your media player.
A routine. Each Wednesday through March, AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing one lucky workplace breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Nosh away on a bagel and a schmear when AM 760 shows up at your office
with breakfast for 20.
For more information on how to put a break in your daily routine, log on to AM760.net. AM760.net.
Heartburn sufferers, you may qualify to help evaluate an investigational medication for heartburn. There's no charge to participate, and compensation is available for your time and travel. Call 303-940-0909 today for more information. 303-940-0909.
Call LendingTree now to take advantage of their new home equity offer. Get a $40,000 loan for only $200 a month. Call 1-800-555-TREE. LendingTree.com. When banks compete, you win. See website or call for details and licensing.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
When the President of the United States breaks the law, he must be held accountable. That is why today I'm introducing a resolution to censure President George W. Bush.
7:06, 6 minutes after 7, high today, 49 under partly sunny skies. Jay Marvin along with you. All right, that's Russell Feingold talking yesterday, introducing his resolution to censure President George W. Bush. And whether you agree with this move of censorship or not, whether you agree with it or not, I think a lot of us can agree that George W. Bush has broken the law. And that this Republican-controlled Senate and the Republican-controlled Congress will not look in. I mean, the Senate Intelligence Committee basically will not look into this, will not explore it any further because it's controlled by the Pat Robertson and the Republican Party. And that George W. Bush did break the 1978 FISA law. But listen to this. Listen to this incredible cut we have of Senator Wayne Allard, your senator and my senator from the state of Colorado, which once again proves that McCarthyism is not dead and that the book by Haynes Johnson, Age of Anxiety, applies today more than ever before. He's basically accusing Russell Feingold of treason, and he's basically accusing Russell. Well, listen to it.
He has time and time again taken on the side of the terrorists that we're dealing with in this conflict.
Can you believe that? Can you believe that? You know, Wayne Allard can't say, well, I don't think that his resolution is going to have any support. I don't agree with it. I think he's wrong. But listen to what Wayne Allard says again. Play it again.
He has time and time again taken on the side of the terrorists that we're dealing with in this conflict.
Since when is admonishing a sitting president for breaking the law, siding with the terrorists who are supposed to be quote-unquote... Can we hear it just one more time?
He has time and time again taken on the side of the terrorists that we're dealing with in this conflict.
So by censuring the president for breaking a domestic law, under Wayne Allard's thinking, that means that Russell Feingold, senator from Wisconsin, is siding with the insurgents in Iraq that we are fighting. And that Russell Feingold is siding with Al-Qaeda. You want to hear a little bit more of your senator from Colorado? Here's some more of him.
He's an extremist, and I don't think first of all, I don't think this resolution is going to go anywhere, and second of all, there's no basis for it.
Oh, really? So I guess there never was a 1978 FISA law, and I guess that a president simply should be able to break that law with impunity and be able to get away with it, and there's no basis for it. See, that part, that second part doesn't bother me as much as the first part bothers me. I find that to be absolutely outlandish. Now, you know what? I really can't find any terms to you know what it is? It's like these people, you know what? The GOP, you know what? They can never, ever, 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 ever get away from that lineage. They can never get away from that lineage that you are somehow anti-patriotic, that you are somehow siding with the enemy because you question what the President of the United States has done, and that you suspect that the President of the United States, or you believe that the President of the United States, has broken the law. That's what it amounts to. You can never, they never, ever, ever can get away from playing this card. And from challenging Russell Feingold's patriotism and Russell Feingold's love of the country, and your love of the country, and my love of the country. I find what Allard is saying here to be absolutely outlandish and disgusting. Russell Feingold believes that George W. Bush broke the law. There's a lot of us who believe that George W. Bush broke the law. If you're a person of conscience, if you're a person of conviction, then you come forward and you say what you have to say. Regardless of whether anybody agrees with you or not, you say what you have to say. Russell Feingold stands for something. And Wayne Allard questions Russell Feingold's patriotism. Now, I can't be the only one listening or being involved on this radio station that I can't be the only one out here that finds this to be just absolutely beyond belief. You know what I think? I think Senator Wayne Allard should apologize. I think he should definitely apologize for what he said, because what he said is un-American. What he said is wrong. Because you criticize the President of the United States doesn't mean that you're siding with the quote-unquote terrorists. Which, by the way, the Republican Party always does this. They always wrap Iraq and terrorism into one little package so that it's always the same thing. When in reality, the war on Al-Qaeda and the war in Iraq are two different things. I just find this to be absolutely just unbelievable. And you know what? Unless any of us say anything, he'll get away with it. And I wonder if Russell Feingold, I wonder if the senator from Wisconsin's ever, you know, he has even heard this. Or knows that anybody had said any of this, had made this outlandish of a statement. Who is Wayne Allard to make this kind of a statement? By the way, does Wayne Allard have any legal background? Does he have any legal training? I don't think so. Isn't he a veterinarian? As I remember, isn't he a veterinarian by trade? So doesn't that kind of make him the same as us? Those of us who are not lawyers. I mean, you know what? You can sit down and read a FISA law. You don't need a law degree to pull this off. Now, I happen to believe, and I don't know how many of you believe this, I happen to believe that George W. Bush broke the law. And not only that he lied to us repeatedly about it. Going back to August 2000 when he was talking about having a, in Buffalo, he was talking about, you know, being able to, that you've got to have a warrant to get a wiretap. Or was it 2004? I can't remember when he made that statement in Buffalo. I'm bad with numbers, and maybe one of you will correct me. Boatner repeatedly asked about this. He's always said, well, you got to have a warrant. And we can go in and we can re-debate the whole NSA scandal over and over again, but the real fact here is that somebody stands up to the President of the United States on the floor of the Senate, and I don't know how many of you saw this yesterday, gets interrupted by Arlen Specter, who had no business interrupting Russell Feingold. And then you get this incredible comment from Wayne Allard, who represents you and I in the Senate. With this thing about siding with the enemy. Anytime you criticize this administration over the war in Iraq, anytime you criticize the administration's moves foreign policy-wise, or anything connected to what they like to label the war on terror, you're immediately siding with the enemy. And this is this whole, you know, this is this whole war card slash patriotism card slash, you know, they're better Americans card that these guys play at every turn of the mile. And I wonder when you and I are going to stand up and when we're going to say, you know what, foul. We're going to cry foul. We're going to say, no, you know what, forget it. It doesn't work. It's not going to work anymore. We see through it. We know exactly where you're coming from. We know what it's about. And you know something, we don't accept it, and we're not going to let it stand. And, you know, it's not going to stand. To vote against the Patriot Act because you have constitutional questions does not mean you are siding with the enemy. And this harks back to the old days of, are you now or have you ever been a communist? This whole idea of, well, if you're questioning policy, then you must be aiding the enemy. I mean, do you really, really believe that? Is there anybody out there that buys that anymore? Well, I guess they do. On the stations down the hall. Can we hear that cut again? Let me try to get Mr. Turk's attention. Can we hear that cut again?
He has time and time again taken on the side of the terrorists that we're dealing with in this conflict.
All right, your reaction to all of this at 303-713-7600, because he is your senator. I got three lines open at 303-713-7600, and Russell Feingold basically, you know, is not. Well, he's not. He's not our senator. He's just Wisconsin's senator, but Wayne Allard is our senator, and your feelings about what Wayne Allard is saying there at 303-713-7600 and the whole subject, which we've been talking about the first hour off and on, the whole subject about patriotism and who owns the American flag in this country, and the idea that if you try to dissent in any way, shape, or form in this country, suddenly it's like you're against the war. You know, it's like, no, I want to rephrase that. You're siding with the terrorists. You know, the whole question of can you be against the war but not side with the terrorists? And Wayne Allard is drawing a line here saying, no, you can't. That if you don't agree with the war, if you don't agree with what George W. Bush has done in the NSA spying situation, then you must be with the terrorists. And you know something? I disagree with the war, and I disagree with the NSA spying situation, and I do not consider myself on the side of the terrorists. 7:17, 17 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's hear from you.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, around town, things are getting busy now on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, the turnpike bunching up eastbound from Federal over to Pecos, and on the north end of town, south on I-25, now running heavy from 104th down to the turnpike, then we bunch up again as you make your way into downtown. Eastbound I-70, looking at brake lights from I-76 over towards Vasquez. 225 slows southbound as you head into the tech center, and checking out the forecast. We're chilly right now, but things will warm up this afternoon. Highs in the 50s, we're at 22 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
DU offers bachelor's degrees for working professionals that can open a lifetime of opportunities, weekends and evenings, and online, adultundergrad.du.edu. That's adultundergrad.du.edu.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my advanced omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right, a free bottle. You know fish oil is great for your heart, but it also has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, and concentration. And our fish oil has three times the power of ordinary fish oil. Get your free bottle by calling 1-800-700-2908. 1-800-700-2908. 1-800-700-2908.
719, 19 minutes after 7 on AM 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin, you're all red, white, and blue American here. And a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Comments about our senator, Wayne Allard, who obviously, you know, the guy can't read. Maybe he can't read the Constitution. Maybe that's one of his problems. Maybe he just can't read the First Amendment. Anyway, let me talk to you about Icon Laser. You know, I've been talking about Icon now for a while, and I've been telling you for a while about how Icon Laser Center has been making LASIK safe and affordable for as little as $4.99 per eye. Well, you know, some LASIK places in town want you to believe that in order to have safe LASIK surgery, you got to pay more. But you know something? That's just not true. Why don't they tell you what the real deal is? That their procedure costs more, not because they're better, but because because you know what? They have to pay overhead and LASIK machine rental fees. See, why don't they just come forward and say that? Because you know something at Icon? Icon owns all of their own LASIK equipment. So there's no overhead, no rental fees to pay. And then what they can do is they can turn around and pass on the savings to you. So don't believe the hype that only expensive clinics can perform safe LASIK. It's not true. Visit Icon on the web at icondenver.com or call to set up a consultation today at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001. And when you do, tell them that Red, White, and Blue, Jay Marvin, sent you.
You go online searching for the best deal on hotel rooms, and there's always this nagging feeling that there's a better deal out there. We get it. We're Hotwire.com, and we guarantee the lowest prices on 3- and 4-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has exclusive deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Chicago, Travelocity price $169, Hotwire.com price just $88, or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $205, Hotwire.com price just $113. So trade in that nagging feeling that you could have gotten a better deal and log on to Hotwire.com, because at Hotwire.com, we think you should have your pillow mint and eat it too. Hotwire.com. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in Cherry Creek from just $87 a night. Hotels on Hotwire.com disclosed only after booking. All bookings are final. Details on site.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
He has time and time again taken on the side of the terrorists that we're dealing with in this conflict.
That's just shameful. That's Senator Russell Feingold. That's Senator Wayne Allard, talking about Senator Russell Feingold and his condemnation of the wiretapping program and the resolution that he introduced yesterday to censor George W. Bush. And so, once again, it's the old game of when you have no other argument, well, listen, you're anti-American, you're not patriotic, and you're siding with the enemy. And this dovetails into what I talked about during the first hour here this morning. The fact that these people have been getting away with this for too damn long, and it's about time that we stood up and we told them, no, you know what, Senator Allard, read the Constitution of the United States of America. Read the FISA law. And maybe you need to have defined what it means to be a good American, because obviously you don't understand what it is. 303-713-7600. Yeah, I saw Cheney talking about Feingold yesterday, and I thought to myself, I just have to have a discussion about this today. I really do. Let's go to Mara in Inglewood. Mara, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how are you this morning?
I'm okay.
Okay, good. Well, thank you for talking about this. I'll tell you, I was frosted yesterday when I was watching a rerun somewhere on C-SPAN or something, and saw Spector and his remarks, and I am so disgusted with him. You know, I used to have so much respect for him because he would try to be fair, you know, to both sides. And boy, it's not that way anymore.
No.
And then when I heard Allard's remarks this morning, that just really set me off. So I picked up the phone and I called Allard's office in D.C. And I have a personal belief that it does a lot more good to call D.C. And the reason for that is because the gal that answers the phone here in Colorado, I think she reduces us all to a checklist or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so anyway, I called D.C. and I spoke to Eric and told him my I told him just like I told you. I said I'm frosted about this, and I said, you know, he has no right to run for senator again, and I hope he doesn't think that he's going to run. You know, and he says, well, he said, can I put you on hold? And I said, why? And he said, well, because the phone's just ringing off the hook. And so I wanted to call in and tell you, I'm wondering if your remarks didn't start a firestorm back there.
Well, I certainly hope so. I think Wayne Allard should explain to us what he thought he was trying to say. And I think he should apologize to the state of Colorado and should apologize to Russell Feingold.
Well, and you know what? He's so arrogant. That man is so arrogant. And what are we paying him now? $165,000 a year plus all the other perks or something. And I'm just, it makes me sick at my heart, you know. And if you want me to, I can give the phone number over the air if you'd like to.
Yeah, go ahead and give it.
Okay. It's, of course, you have to dial 1, and then it's 202-224-5941.
Okay, give the number again.
Okay. My chicken's scratching here. 202-224-5941.
Okay.
And that rings straight through into the office. That doesn't go to the switchboard. And, you know, it just costs a few pennies to call. And I think it's pretty effective because I have a feeling that all the emails we send, I just think they get trashed, you know. Maybe they get reduced to a checklist also.
I don't know. But I'll tell you, when I get off, I'm definitely making this phone call.
Oh, well, bless your heart. I mean, we, like you say, we've got to do something, Jay. If it takes more phone calls than they've ever had before, then so be it, you know?
I agree. 202-224-5941.
You got it.
All right. Thank you, Mara. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, let me give you the phone number again. 202-224-5941. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to call and I'm going to email, too. I'm going to do both with this guy. I'm definitely going to do both. Scott Castle Rock, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, it's great to talk to you, Jay.
Nice to have you on.
Yeah, I've enjoyed listening to you when you were here before, too. There are two things I wanted to just mention. One thing is right on with the topic you're discussing, and it just seems weird. You know, W said in his flight suit moment, major combat operations have ended. To me, that seems like that means the war is over, right? But now, anyone who is for the censure is being beaten down, saying, how dare you do this during a time of war? So are we at war or are we not? Seems like they want it both ways.
Well, we're at war. We're so-called at war on a quote-unquote war on terrorism, which then the White House takes and melds that into the war in Iraq when they're two separate things. And they use this anti-patriotic, you know, you're with the enemy type club to try to silence and beat people into dissent. I mean, to beat people into silence and keep them from dissenting.
Well, and that leads me to the next thing. This is slightly off topic, but not as much as, unfortunately, not as much as it might otherwise be, which is, you know, James Dobson and his connections to the. Administration, you know, I've subscribed to their mailing list, and it's free. And I'd suggest anyone who really wants to know what they're about do that, because there's a whole lot of information. I get mailings several times a month, tons and tons of information that, you know, you never hear about in the media and you don't see on their website, and you probably don't even hear on his radio show. And it's scarier than you might think.
Oh, and yeah, it's very scary.
Well, and I think, you know, that's you know, there's a saying, you know your friends, but know your enemies better. And so I would urge people to go to the Focus on the Family website, subscribe. Like I said, it's free. They'll try to hit you up for money once in a while, but you'll get the mailings. You can read them, and just very informative.
All right, Scott. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Right.
All right. I believe that Wayne Allard should apologize. I think he should apologize to us in Colorado. I think he should apologize to Russell Feingold over this. You know, even if you don't agree with Russell Feingold, I mean, there's some people in the Democratic Party who think this is an extreme move and sets up a diversion so that the Republicans, instead of confronting the problems that they have within their own party and the problems of things that have gone sour, that they can turn around and wield around and point to people like Russell Feingold and say, see, the Democratic Party is, you know, is filled with all kinds of extremists. But, you know, even if you reject that argument, even if you reject that argument, going to somebody who doesn't disagree with you and trying to label them as being anti-American, and once again going on that whole patriotic jag again, that, you know, you must be helping the terrorists, and doing this whole thing that happened to Russell Feingold from Wayne Allard, is absolutely inexcusable. It's wrong. Here's Wayne Allard's office number. 202-224-5941. That's 202-224-5941. That's his office in Washington, D.C. Call him and tell him. Call and tell those people in Washington, D.C. that you're not going to accept this this blasting Russell Feingold, that Wayne Allard is embarrassing Colorado, and that he owes us an apology. All right, we'll talk more about this, and we'll talk more about patriotism, too. Coming up here on AM 760, it's 7:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Bailey with a look at progressive traffic.
The ride right now, southbound I-25, loaded up from 104th right into downtown and through T-Rex. We're seeing a tough ride eastbound I-70, slow from Sheridan over to Brighton Boulevard, just single digits along that stretch. And you have a left lane accident eastbound 6th Avenue at Sheridan, so that's going to tie things up pretty quickly. Now, we are seeing curiosity on the turnpike because of the man who drove in the HOV lanes with a mannequin a few weeks ago. Well, he started serving that sentence today, so he's standing on the side of the highway with a sign that reads, "The HOV lane is not for dummies." And yes, his little mannequin is with him this morning. He's on the turnpike right around Sheridan, so expect delays in both directions. Checking out the forecast, chilly this morning. Things going to warm up this afternoon. Highs in the 50s. We're at 22 degrees in Denver. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For over 20 years, Sylvan Learning Centers have helped students of all ages dramatically improve.
I know, it may seem weird to grow out of the party, dance all night, sleep on a mattress on the floor period of your life. But trust us, there's a time when after a hard day at work, you'd rather settle into the couch with TiVo than walk into your roommate's kegger. When Tuesday nights aren't quarter beers at the bar, but a little barbecue in the backyard. And a dinner party replaces dinner, then a party. Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnyview from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a software package called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-330-1157. Hurry, there's only a limited number available. 1-800-330-1157. This free software package is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free software, you'll learn how you can sell products on the internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free software package called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-330-1157. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-330-1157.
Last week I told you about a new natural dog food from Purina One. It's the new Purina One Natural Blends, and it's made with wholesome, natural ingredients for your dog. It's made with real white meat chicken, real lamb as a first ingredient, plus oatmeal, brown rice, and sweet potatoes. Now, you may think dogs don't like sweet potatoes, but believe me, Natural Blends has a flavor dogs love, and think of the added health benefits. I mean, this is really, really good. Good, healthy stuff for your dogs. You know what? The natural dog food from Purina One is so new that it isn't even quite in the stores yet. But if you call today, you can get more information, and you can receive a free six-and-a-half-pound bag just in time to pick up the new product when it arrives later this month. So don't wait. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK, and make a healthy difference in your dog naturally. And that's exactly what it's all about. It's about making a difference in your dog naturally. So get on the horn and get some of this stuff. It's good. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Oh, and I forgot to tell you, you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local King Supers, the right store for all your Purina One needs.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now, and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes at all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Rebel U.S. Blues. I'll drink your health. Share your wealth.
Slap it on that dead.
Run your life.
Jerry Garcia fans, unite. I never could get in the Grateful Dead. I never could understand them. Let me see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony last night. Deborah Harry and the Blondie. The Sex Pistols did not show up. Turk. You can have all the audio you want. They read a letter from them, but they didn't show up. They weren't there. All right, 7:36, 36 minutes past the hour. High today, 49. Partly sunny skies. We're talking about Wayne Allard and this ridiculous comment that he made. And can we hear that comment again? Let's listen to what Wayne Allard had to say.
He has time and time again taken on the side of the terrorists that we're dealing with in this conflict.
Do you believe that? That's about Russell Feingold's censure motion. Let's get back on the phones, and we go to Robert in Denver. Robert, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, Jay?
Okay.
Hey, I want to do a plug for Russ Feingold. He was one of the first in the beginning that voted against the resolution to go to war, okay?
Yeah, he did.
He's an American hero, you know. If that resolution would have passed, we would have saved, you know, what has it been, 100,000 deaths over there, $1 trillion to our treasury. And now look at it. They just found another 85 bodies over there in a mass grave.
Yep.
A slum, and if we pull out now, we're looking at the killing fields, maybe.
And we lost two more soldiers overnight.
And I'm going to definitely vote for him for president, though. You know, this is a start. If they think this is bad, the Democrats get in, you know, wait till impeachment starts. What are they going to say then, you know?
Well, they'll pull the same move again about how, you know, we're in the middle of a war. I mean,
yeah,
they always,
right.
They always, you know, that they're extremists. I mean, they always go back to the same playbook, and they keep repeating it time and time again. And you know, we've got to stand up and stop letting them get away with it.
This should be just the start of you know, bringing down this administration. You know, having some checks and balances. What's going on? You know, I just think he's an American hero. Okay.
Yep, I would agree. Thanks, Robert.
Yeah, bye.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Jeff in Denver. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, how you doing?
Jeff, how are you?
I'm good. I got something for all the Republicans out there today. And I just want to say it's time to quit trying to deflect the criticism that you get, you know, for the acts of your leaders by deflecting, you know, and using comments like if you are criticizing the president or anybody in this administration, you're a terrorist sympathizer and, you know, basically a cowardly communist is the way they make it out.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, they use that old thing about how, you know, you're betraying the commander-in-chief at a time of war. Come on.
Well, you know what, Jay? I mean, the way I think of it is there's not going to be any place to hide once it's time to go to the ballot boxes again. And so, you know, they can keep on using that little end-around maneuver, but it's not working now. You know, it worked to some extent in the last election because that's all they had to stand on. And so it doesn't surprise me. Wayne Howard is a cowardly jerk, and his time is coming, too, as far as, you know, going back to the private sector. I'm out, Jay.
All right, man. Thanks. Appreciate the call. I hope he's right about that. And you can call Wayne Allard's office, by the way, in Washington, D.C. at 202-224-5941. And here in Denver, 303-220-7414. Boy. And you know what? Ask for an apology, because Wayne Allard owes us an apology. As patriotic, right-thinking Coloradoans, to pull that kind of McCarthyite-type crap, and he owes Senator Feingold an apology to be pulling that. About how, well, he sides with the terrorists every time. You know, what do you mean he sides with the terrorists? What, to question the president's actions? To point out that the president may have done something illegal? To say that we need an investigation into this stuff? How in the world is that siding with the terrorists? Boy, you know, I'd love to get Allard on here and ask him. Good luck. George, Lakewood. George, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, George.
You know, I just tried to call Wayne Allard's Washington office. The line's busy, and you know, but I'll keep trying. But this is just so typical of this doesn't surprise me a bit. They got their money, they got their power, they got their manipulation, and you know, I'm going to call Wayne Allard's office, and I'm going to tell them that I think maybe he should be accused of treason himself. I mean, this is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. They spin it. Look what they did to Jay Benish. You know, when are we going to stand together and consistently and even taking the chance of being misconstrued as, like, you know, what they're throwing at Wayne Allard, at Russell Feingold?
Well, I think we have to say that. I think we have to, number one, and we have to reverse in the public's mind, number one, that we're not as that we are as patriotic as they are. That's number one. And number two, we have to hold people accountable, and we have to hold Wayne Allard accountable, and we have to let him know that a sizable amount of us are not happy with what he has said, that it's an outrageous statement, that it's an un-American statement, and you know what? That it's just not going to fly.
But, you know, what I like is holding them accountable every step of the way. I mean, that's a big part of it. I mean, you know, sure, our patriotism shouldn't even be questioned. But at the same time, we definitely need to hold them accountable. Every breath they take. And people need to know that Dobson and Focus on the Family have infiltrated the Republican Party and what they're doing and how they're, the George Bush administration is getting so far right-wing Christian and the threat that is to democracy and the threat they are to democracy and what the neocons are doing to this country and how George W. Bush has destroyed the economy in America and including health care and Social Security and everything else and including this illegal war and anybody who tries to stand up is immediately labeled. And look what they're doing, what they did to Ward Churchill. Look what they're trying to do to Jay Benish. We need to stand firm and we need to stand strong and we need to hold them accountable every step of the way. And of course, you know, the other element of that is that we need to define what we're doing. and show that our ticket is consistently for the benefit of the American people and for the benefit of democracy and in the spirit of our founding fathers and the democracy that they tried to bring to this country.
Well, we need to show the majority of the public, and particularly those people in the middle, that you know what, that the GOP and that the wing nuts in the GOP don't own the American flag, that it's a property of everybody, and that when you turn around and you accuse somebody of being un-American, you damn well better be able to back it up, and I don't think Wayne Allard can back it up. Thanks for the call, George. Appreciate it. I don't think he can. I don't think he can back it up. You know, that's the big thing. You want to accuse somebody of being unpatriotic, you want to challenge somebody's patriotism, then by God, Wayne Allard, Senator Wayne Allard, you know what? Put it up. Put it up, baby. Belly up to the bar. Let's go. Show us. Because I don't think he can. Because what he took at Russell Feingold was a cheap shot. It was cheap and it was easy. And this party cannot, no matter how hard it tries, the GOP, it can't wean itself off of the McCarthyite tactics that it's engaged in for so long. And that this guy owes us an apology, Wayne Allard. And he owes also Senator Russell Feingold an apology. 202-224-5941 in Washington, D.C. 202-224-5941 in Washington, D.C. And here in Denver, 303-220-7441. 14. Let them know what you think. After all,
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Toyota Service Center's Loop.
Have you ever wondered why the rich get richer while others always struggle? Did you know that the average person with a home-based business earns more than a person stuck in a cubicle? Experts know to make a lot of money, you need to be in front of an expanding industry. What if someone could show you how to be in front of three expanding industries? If you see yourself earning $2,000 to $5,000 per week or more, visit teamworkandfreedom.com or click on the image in your media player.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-440-9197 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-440-9197. That's 1-800-440-9197.
I'd love to serve lunch on the patio, but it's so hot and rain is in the forecast.
Don't ever let this stop you again. Call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 for a Sunsetter motorized awning. The best-selling awning in the U.S. It carries a good housekeeping seal. And Conifer Gutter Service is offering a $400 discount with accessories. That's 303-838-7291. Or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
How many diet products have you tried that just don't work? And what about all the money you spent on them? Well, this is an invitation for you to try a clinically proven weight loss system featured on Dateline and Good Morning America for free. The world's leading authority on the science of smell and taste has developed a new weight loss method that doesn't involve dieting, exercise, or drugs. It's called the Sprinkle Thin System. The doctor who created it found that adding Sprinkle Thin to your food can make you feel full faster, so you can cut the calories without feeling hungry. Sprinkle Thin is unlike any weight loss product on the market. It's the only system that lets you eat all your favorite foods without counting calories or taking dangerous drugs. Sprinkle Thin is so revolutionary, you have to try it to believe it. That's why we want to send you a free trial of Sprinkle Thin, so you can see for yourself that this is the world's easiest way to lose weight. Just call 1-800-381-3275. Lose the weight while you eat. For your free trial, call 1-800-381-3275. That's 1-800-381-3275.
Yeah, too. Like Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers, and also people like Spanky and Gerard Menard, and just all the great folks out of Rockies, and they're there to help you. You can also check out Rockies on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. See the selection, the inventory, in the comfort of your own home or your own office or wherever you access the Internet, and you can pre-qualify for a car loan, and if you see something you like, get in contact with the folks at Rockies, and they'll set it aside for you, and you go on down there and check it out. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., but if you come a little bit past 8, well, they'll stay late, and they'll take care of you. And Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982, so going on 25 years of business. Mary and I have had nothing but great buying experiences at Rockies. They have been extremely loyal to this radio station and this radio show, and they're great people. So, you know what? If you want to go shop somewhere else, that's fine. But if you want to get the most bang for your buck, the place to go is the Rockies Autos, because they, by far, will take care of you. And right now, you can save money with the matching down incentive going on. You can get more bang for your buck there, up to $1,500. So check them out, Rockies Autos. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Friendly, knowledgeable. They've got over 100 people working there who are dedicated to making your buying experience a good one. Rockies Autos, let me give you the location again. You can't miss it because they got this big electronic sign out front. Located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
If you're living in a space that's too small, or too large, or too old, or just too ugly, here's what you do. Take a 2x4 to the problem. Maybe some 2x6s. Heck, just take all your lumber and give it to a member of the American Institute of Architects. We'll design a home that fits your needs and your budget to a T. Call an AIA architect early, so your living space won't be too this or too that, but just right. AIA. Good design makes a difference. Visit AIA.org.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Congress will need to consider a range of possible actions, including investigations, independent commissions, legislation, or even impeachment. But at a minimum, Congress should censure a president who has so plainly broken the law.
He has time and time again taken on the side of the terrorists that we're dealing with in this conflict.
Wayne Allard, stepping in for the late dead Joe McCarthy. High today, 49, partly sunny skies, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. And let's get back to the phones here, and we go to Lewis in Boulder. Lewis, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Lewis.
Hey, first-time caller and long-time listener, and I'll
thank
keep
you.
It brief. I saw that Good Night and Good Luck movie the other day, and I just think it's amazingly timely, and if people haven't seen that, they need to go check it out. It's so appropriate as to what we're dealing with right now. And the other point I want to make, Jay, is I think that you should forward those comments on to Feingold's office right now, and I think we need to make more of a national uproar out of these embarrassing comments he made, and I hope that other people along the Air America line today will get a hold of these comments as well, and maybe even and play them and expose this guy. That's all I got to say.
All right, man, and you know what? We'll do our best to get it to the other hosts. And thank you, Lewis. Thanks. And you're right about Good Night and Good Luck. Take care. And he's right about that movie. You know, because if you see that movie, or you read Age of Anxiety, this party, the GOP, has never been able to disengage itself from this kind of behavior. Let's go to Peter in Denver. Peter, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
Thanks for defending our, for being a voice of reason out here. I called Senator Allen's, Allard's office.
Mm-hmm.
Talked to a really nice lady named Kathy there who didn't want any names. She said they were just taking tallies. on the phone calls.
Oh, wow.
I called him. I said that he owed Russ Feingold, the Congress, the people of Colorado, and the people of the United States an apology. And I suggested he retire after this time is over.
Yeah, I think he should, too.
And go back to killing dogs.
That's not... That's pretty cold, Peter.
I'm sorry.
That's pretty cold.
I don't like Wayne Allard. Keep up the good work. Before you get off the air, you ought to make sure you put Allard's office number over the air again.
All right.
And tell people to keep trying. They will get through.
You got it, man. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That number again is 202-224-5941 in Washington, D.C. 202-224-5941. 5941 in Washington, D.C., or here in Denver, 303-220-7414. Let's go to Rick in Longmont. Rick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. I'll be quick, but I keep struggling with the message, and I agree with everything you're saying, but I just don't want to come across as so negative that people are going to criticize us and say, well, we don't have an agenda. I think we got to... And I don't know whether it all ends up in just, contributions or writing letters to the editor. I think that's all part of it. Contributions to the Democratic Party and letters to the editor, phone calls. I think that's got to be it. And then we got to coalesce around, because they co-opted compassionate conservatism and family values. And that's what the Democratic Party is all about.
Well, I think we do have a message, and I think that we do have a track record. It's just that we don't get a fair shake from the media as far as covering it, so it's very, very hard to get through what we're about, to have to break through the right-wing media. And we have to keep working on trying to break through the right-wing media. But I think Russell Feingold right here is delivering a strong message, not only to the White House but also to the nation, that the President of the United States cannot just go ahead and his will and his desire enlarge executive branch privilege to the point of just breaking the law and or ignoring the law, that if you expect everybody to follow the law, that also goes for the President of the United States.
Amen. Amen. Keep up the good work, Jay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Thank you. Bye. Let's go to Noah in Arvada. Noah, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Noah.
I think Senator Wayne Allard's comments are deplorable. And the one thing I would like to see is I would like to see the Democrats actually grow a spine and use this against them. I'm so sick of them never taking a stand on everything. I'm so sick of them running away from real patriots like Feingold. I'm to the point where I'll vote for a monkey before any of these stupid idiots ever again. On both sides, I wish they would just stand up, stop being a coward, do the right thing, even if it gets you in trouble. Do the right thing. I'm so sick of this. And I think that the leader of the Senate, Harry Reid, I think he's a coward. I think that he should have stood up there with Feingold and said, we're going to all do this as a team. But he's not. He's an appeaser. And when you appease somebody like Hitler, you get nothing more than the shaft. And that's what's happening to us. We're just trying to appease people thinking that politics is normal. It's not. People need to stand up. They need to kick somebody's teeth in. I'm sick of this.
Well, I agree. We need to stand up and we need to grow a spine and we need to go after these people. I think too, to a certain degree, it starts with you and I. I mean, it starts with us not accepting what Wayne Allard has done, because he's an elected official of this state. He represents this state. Not accepting this comments that he has made, and this whole idea, which I've been trying to get at since 6 o'clock this morning, which is in the minds of many, we are that are progressives and are liberals, we are not patriotic. And it's not true. We are patriotic, and patriotism stands just as much for us as it does for them. And the fact that we've got to take this ground back, we've got to make a concerted effort to grab this ground and take it back again.
Unless we do something soon, our country's going to fall apart. I'm being nice.
Well, I am too. But I think we should aggressively answer the right wing. And I think we should answer them, every chance we can. Thank you, man. I appreciate the call. All right, we'll continue with this. And also, I want to talk about religion. And I want to talk about faith and liberals and progressives. And we'll get into that coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. So we'll continue with the Allard comments and also get into faith with progressives and liberals. So stick around.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperForge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperForge.com.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my managers and advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my advanced omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right, one free bottle to everyone that calls now. You know how important fish oil really is, but not just for your heart. It has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. That's why I've authorized a free bottle of our omega-3 fish oil capsules to the public. I'm giving away a free bottle to anyone that calls today. Look, if you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. Try it, and I know you'll feel the difference. In fact, our fish oil capsules have three times the power of ordinary fish oil, and they're mercury-free. Listen, experience the miracle of fish oil. Get yourself a free bottle by calling 1-800-771-7544. 1-800-771-7544. That's 1-800-771-7544.
Come to talk. Big Hazy and Thornton. Denver Boulder.
And online at am760.net.
News, I'm Frank Setapani. In Alexandria, Virginia, a critical hearing this morning in the sentencing trial of Al-Qaeda loyalist Zakarias Moussaoui. Judge Leonie Brinkema, upset by the government lawyer's attempt to coach witnesses, is threatening to call a mistrial and impose a life prison sentence instead of the death penalty. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnano spells out the judge's options.
It's hard to believe she won't deal out some significant punishment. She could take away the death penalty option for Moussaoui if she believes there's no way he can now get a fair sentencing trial. She could bar witnesses she considers tainted. Prosecutors say that would gut a good portion of their case.
Watching closely, Sally Regenhard, the mother of a 9/11 victim. She wants Moussaoui to pay the ultimate price.
It is such a violation of trust that the families had in the system. This was our last opportunity to have some iota of justice.
Federal prosecutors say the 9/11 attacks could have been prevented if Moussaoui had told the FBI what Al-Qaeda was planning. Turmoil on the West Bank. For hours now, Israeli troops have been trading shots with Palestinian inmates and security men at a Jericho prison. CBS's David Hawkins on the scene says the Israelis are trying to punch their way in to arrest a Palestinian military.
They've now surrounded the prison. It's under siege. They've knocked down the perimeter walls. I can hear explosions coming from the prison, which sound to me like they're probably demolition devices.
The Palestinian militant, Ahmed Sadat, is suspected in the murder of an Israeli cabinet minister. Sadat says he's ready to fight to the death and won't give up. It's payback time in Iraq. In the past 24 hours, police have found the bodies of 85 men who'd been killed execution style.
Police find one abandoned vehicle with 15 bodies, another 18 bodies somewhere else. And many of them are naked. Their hands are bound. Their feet are bound. Some show signs of torture. A lot of them have been shot. Some of them have been strangled. And, you know, this is as much a form of civil war as an all-out civil war, especially to the people who are the victims of this.
CBS's Lara Logan in Baghdad tells us the killings appear to be revenge for attacks Sunday in a Baghdad slum that took 58 lives. The Da Vinci Code author is back on the stand in a London court, insisting he didn't steal his idea for the book.
Dan Brown told the court he was astounded to be facing allegations of copying, that he had credited the work of the authors of The Holy Blood and the Holy Grail, even referencing their work in his. He told the judge, who had called a recess so he could read the books, that ideas are easy. It's getting them to work in a novel that's the hard part.
CBS's Sheila McVicker in London. Well, the next few months could be a good time to look for work. 30% of the companies surveyed by Manpower Incorporated said they expect to step up hiring. Only 6% plan to cut back. Government is reporting more than 1% drop in February retail sales after a sharp increase the month before. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's up 23. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar Emergency, this is Laura.
Yes, we have had an accident. We are sideways on the highway.
Are there any injuries?
My back and neck is hurting.
Okay, I'm going to get the emergency services on the line.
If your airbags deploy, OnStar receives a signal and calls to check on you.
Hi, this is Laura from OnStar. I have a vehicle crash with airbag deployment on Interstate 83.
Okay, we'll send somebody out there.
Would you like me to remain on the line until they are there?
If you wouldn't mind.
That's not a problem. I don't mind at all.
No one offers more vehicles with the safety of OnStar than Chevy.
I really appreciate your help. That's the policeman. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Choose a vehicle that could help save your life. Choose a Chevy with OnStar. Chevy, America's number one brand, America's number one value, offers 16 OnStar-equipped cars and trucks. Ford, Dodge, and Toyota don't have any. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, we are seeing a busy ride this morning and have a couple issues to deal with. A crash stop on 225 at Mississippi and Littleton. Westbound C-470 seeing a slow go because of a multi-car crash in the median at University and the Turnpike running heavy westbound. We have a two-car crash off to the shoulder at McCaslin causing those jams, and we're bunched up in both directions at the Turnpike near Sheridan. That's because of the man who got caught with the mannequin in his car in the HOV lanes a few weeks ago. Well, he started serving his sentence today by holding a sign with the doll saying HOV lanes are not for dummies. He's was on the side of the road near Sheridan, but state police have just asked him to leave. So,
Yes? Is the mannequin nicely dressed?
You know, I hear it's in a hoodie.
Or is the mannequin naked?
I think it's in the hoodie that it was wearing in the car when he got busted, but I'm not 100% sure.
What kind of mannequin is it?
It's just one that you'd get, like you'd see at a store. But the funny thing is...
What, a department store mannequin?
Yeah, it doesn't even look real. Like, it doesn't have any makeup and its eyes. They don't have eyeballs. You know, it just have eyelids, so... It's not too real looking. It's kind of a mess, to be honest with you. But police have asked him to leave, so things should start getting back up to speed pretty quickly along the Turnpike. Now, looking at the forecast, chilly this morning. Things going to warm up this afternoon. Highs in the 50s. We're at 22 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For steakhouse quality beef without the steakhouse price, head to King Soopers. Nobody has a better selection.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
760.net. AM 760.net.
Here you go.
Can't stand George W. Bush. The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe. At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk, AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
Faster than a Republican's Lexus. More powerful than a K Street lobbyist. Able to leap tall lines in a single bound. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
All right. I'm not standing in the HOV lane or standing by it with my mannequin. But I'm here nevertheless. 8:06, 6 minutes after 8. High today, 49. Partly sunny skies. Looks nice outside from what I can tell. 303-713-7600, Jay Marvin here, in unconventional wisdom, questioning authority, hanging out until 10 o'clock. We were talking about Wayne Allard, and this incredible statement that he made. You know, have you ever stopped to ask yourself, how can somebody make that kind of a statement and be anywhere of a half-educated individual to make that kind of a statement? How do they do that? But play that again, Turk.
He has time and time again taken on the side of the terrorists that we're dealing with in this conflict.
Now, wouldn't you like to really sit down and say, Wayne Meister, my man, in this country, we are allowed to have dissenting opinions. And if somebody doesn't agree with you, it doesn't make them a bad person. It doesn't make them somebody who agrees with terrorists. I mean, I don't think that Russell Feingold has ever said that he's for IADs. I don't think Russell Feingold has ever said, you know, that he agrees with Osama bin Laden. that he agrees with Al-Qaeda. He wants to fight the war on terrorism, which, you know, I get sucked into using that. And you know something? You and I should stop using that. Because the war in Iraq is one thing. The war on terror is a total another thing. But he wants to fight it. We all want to fight it. Thing is, we just want to do it legally. We just want to do it legally. We want the safeguards that are the checks and balances that are put in to protect our civil liberties. I don't see as that's a, you know, is that that's that big of a deal. And I think you can sometimes turn to somebody and say, look, we don't agree. We don't think, you know, alike. But that doesn't make you a traitor, which is essentially what Wayne Allard is saying. He's saying that about Russell Feingold. That what Russell Feingold did yesterday essentially is making him a traitor. And the GOP as a whole, when they have no other place to go, they pull this, they play this card. They play this card about, well, You're hampering the war on terror. Oh, really? Like we're supposed to just surrender our civil liberties? Is that how that's supposed to go? Take my civil liberties, please. I don't need them. Reminds me of that Willie Nelson song, Take All of Me. Why not take all of me? I mean, you know, that's what it reminds me of. Who wants to live in this kind of an environment? Who wants to have this kind of a discourse? You know, example. Bill Owens is a nice guy. But I don't agree with Bill Owens on much. I think it's very telltale that Bill Owens, you know, has plenty to say about Ward Churchill, that Bill Owens meets with Sean Allen, the kid in this Jay Benish situation. But the Bill Owens has nothing to say about this legislator from Loveland who circulated the racist essay, Jim Walker. Why doesn't Bill Owens have anything to say about that? But I wouldn't say, because he doesn't speak up, I wouldn't accuse him of being a racist. I wouldn't accuse him of being, if he and I do not agree on the war in Iraq. We do not agree on the NSA spying thing. I mean, we got into a heated debate here over the NSA spying thing. But I'm not going to turn around and accuse Bill Owens of being anti-American. I wouldn't accuse you of being anti-American. And, you know, you and I, while we agree on 99.99%, I mean, there's that 2 or 3% out there that we don't agree on. I hear from you in email. But I wouldn't email you back and say, well, you're obviously anti-American. And we keep getting tagged by this. Those of us on the left keep getting tagged by this. Or those of us that are liberals and progressives, we keep getting tagged by this. And it's a weak argument. It's a weak, weak argument. That there are things that are fundamentally wrong with the way this administration does business. And does the people's business. And the way this administration, willfully disobeyed the law when it came to the NSA spying situation. They broke the law. George W. Bush broke the law. I would also hold Alberto Gonzalez responsible for this, too, and Dick Cheney. It's just sad. And do we have the Bill Frist cut? Because Frist plays exact... Frist is a lot more polished than Allard. You know, Frist gets his message across without bludgeoning the subject. Here's Bill Frist.
This is a political stunt that is addressed at attacking the President of the United States of America when we're at war.
Now, see, I would say to Bill Frist, well, really, Senator, we're at war? I mean, is that what you're really saying? We're at war? Well, then why do we have these ungodly tax cuts in a time of war? Why is it that you turn around and you blame the war in Afghanistan and the war in Iraq, and you blame that for the huge bulging deficit that this country's got. Well, name me another president when this country was in a time of war that enacted tax cuts on the top 2 to 3%. Senator, I'm waiting for your answer. But what Frist is really saying here is this is a time to go along lockstep with your commander-in-chief because we are in a time of war. That's really what he's saying. But he doesn't bludgeon Feingold the way Wayne Allard does it. Wayne Allard bludgeons him. Wayne Allard flat out accuses him of being anti-American. Wayne Allard flat out accuses him of aiding and abetting the enemy. And we as progressives and liberals have got to stand up and say, you know what, enough is enough of this BS. That we own that flag, that we love that flag, that we love our country, that we want what's right for our country, that we're not uncomfortable with displays of patriotism, that we're all for it. And that the reason that we object to what the course this country is on because we love this country. And that's what it's all about. That's what it's definitely all about. All right, I'll take your calls on this coming up. 303-713-7600. I really firmly believe in this, you know, and I want to get into this whole thing about religion, and if we don't do it today, well, I'll do it tomorrow. About these key components where really what's going on is that the right wing is hammering us with this stuff every single day. And we've got to step up to the plate and we've got to turn it back around on them. And I heard Chris Matthews do it last night as I was waiting for Keith Olbermann to come on. I heard Matthews doing it with Rahm Emanuel, the congressman from Chicago. He was doing it with Rahm Emanuel. Where he started going for those divisive GOP wedge issues, and Rahm Emanuel fended him off. And that's what we need to do. Rahm Emanuel took it to him, and that's what we need to do. Here's a little, before we go, here's a little taste of Wayne Allard's brilliant analysis of Feingold's measure to censure the President of the United States.
He has time and time again taken on the side of the terrorists that we're dealing with in this conflict.
Call Wayne Allard's office in Washington, 202-224-5941. That's 202-224-5941, or do it.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Denver's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Best in Class will take the guesswork out of your next home project. Call right now, 303-660-9669. That's 660-9669, or go to callbestinclass.com.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
Udall. Plus your presentations and panel discussions from metro area employers using telework technology. If your company is exploring or expanding the telework option, this conference is for you. Space is limited, so register early and pay just $59 for this April 10th event. For information, visit drcog.org or call Right Arrangers at 303-458-POOL. That's 458-POOL. Presented by the Denver Regional Council of Governments.
Your chances of being in a drunk driving crash are 1 in 250. Your chances of dying, 1 in 65. So when you survive, you hear it a lot. You're lucky to be alive. Lucky because you beat the odds. Thing is, the odds beat back. Try losing 1 in 3 children, 1 in 2 arms or legs, 3 in 4 months at the office, 4 in 5 days to depression, 2 out of 3 dreams or nightmares, 5 of 6 letters or bills. And if one of 12 jurors has had a bad day, the driver who hurt you goes free. 1 in 4 marriages breaks from the strain, 2 out of 5 friends avoid you, and the odds are good that the ones who don't will tell you how lucky you are.
Until you've survived a drunk driving crash, you can't understand the impact. MAD Victim Services advocates are crash survivors themselves, uniquely equipped to help with emotional, legal, and financial guidance. Call 877-MAD-HELP.
A show the NSA wouldn't dare spy on. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah. Let's get tough, a little Stones. Undercover. 8:20, 20 minutes after 8. High today, 49. Under partly sunny skies. All right, let's go to the phones here. We're talking about Wayne Allard's. Just disgusting comments. Just disgusting comments.
He has time and time again taken on the side of the terrorists that we're dealing with in this conflict.
Let's go to Mike in Denver. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Jay, I got to tell you, there's nothing more offensive to me as a, you know, a man that spent 12 years in the Marine Corps than a bunch of bananas in the White House telling me I'm unpatriotic because I have a different opinion than they do. I find it terribly offensive that, you know, men that have really done nothing but take from this country have the gall to say to anybody, anybody, anywhere that speaks out against their positions, they're unpatriotic. I just can't take that. And you know the problem is? And we just had the discussion over the last 2 days about the teacher in high school that was anti-Bush.
Right.
You know, this is all, it's an insidious problem in this country now. Because they've said this so often and for so long that everybody now that's a conservative or a right-wing nut has the right to say, now you can't say those things. If you're a teacher, if you're a student, if you're a senator, nobody apparently, according to this administration, has the right to speak out and have a differing opinion. And that's done more to damage this country than anything the terrorists have ever done.
Yeah, you know something, you're right, because it's a squashing and squelching of dissent. And what they do is they hide behind the flag, which is the last, refuge of a scoundrel. I agree 100% with you, man. I'm definitely on your side, and it is more damage than the terrorists have ever done. And they're clamping down on people, and they continue to beat that drum about those of us who want a dissent from the current administration's course, both domestically and also internationally, that we're somehow less patriotic than they are.
And that's just offensive because, you know, George Bush never really served in the military. Dick Cheney didn't. And I can guarantee you, someone like Colin Powell or John McCain or MRSA, for example, would never, ever say that someone that speaks out in dissent is unpatriotic because they're patriots. I mean, even if they're Republican, McCain would never say that. No one Powell, no one Murtha, no one any reasonable person.
No, you're right. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. You're 100% on the mark. Mike, thanks. And thanks for your service to the country.
Take care, dude.
Okay. Let's go to Maria in Fort Collins. Maria, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Are you there?
I'm right here.
Okay. Good morning. I just would like to tell you what happened when I called Allard's. I don't call him senator. I don't have respect for him. Office in Washington. After finally getting through, I told the young man, who's very nice, that I'm in a family with, my husband is a West Point graduate, his brother is a West Point graduate, we have a son who is a West Point graduate, and two sons who went through ROTC and all served in the military. Senator Allard never served. And I told him how outraged I was. And this young man said he was actually a West Point graduate also, and am I asking for an apology from Senator Allard before I could suggest that? So I'm thinking that he's getting lots of calls.
I hope so. I hope people get mobilized and call and email, and he should apologize not only to Senator Feingold, but he should apologize to those of us in Colorado.
That's what I asked for that, and... And let's remember, Senator Allard was one of the, nine senators who voted to keep torture?
Yeah, he sure did.
And just a quick aside, one of your previous callers said that he was disappointed in Senator Reid. Me too. I feel the same way. I think we need maybe a change of leadership. We're all waiting for something to happen, and all we're getting is sidestepping and... why aren't they supporting Senator Feingold? I don't understand. This is not impeachment. This is just a legal statement, I guess you could say.
I don't know.
The law has been broken.
I don't know why they're not supporting him either, or they should support him. I agree they should support him. It is an impeachment. It isn't impeachment at all. All it is saying is he's being censured for having broken the law.
Yeah. So maybe we should... I don't know. I really am disappointed in the leadership in the House and in the Senate. They are given all these missteps and corruption problems, being given on the silver platter, and they're not speaking out. Sometimes I wonder if they're all there. They're all getting their money and living the good life, and they are really not caring about what the rest of the country thinks. Even the Democrats. I think it's there's something wrong here.
I don't think they're all like that. I think there are some of them that are like that, but I don't think they're all like that. I think there are pockets here and there, and I think that there are people who do care. They just, there are Democrats who do disagree with what Feingold is doing. I mean, that's part of being an American. I mean, that's part of being America is, having disagreements. And as much as we disdain the fact that the Democratic Party at times seems unorganized and doesn't seem to be able to hang together, it's even more revolting that Republicans like Bill Frist and Arlen Specter and the rest will carry water for an absolutely morally bankrupt administration.
Right. Yeah, when I came to this country, it was a totally different country. It has changed so much, I can hardly recognize it. And it's really sad. I take these sorts of things personally because I had to go through the whole thing with naturalization and getting my citizenship. And now I'm really not that proud of being an American. It's terrible.
Well, I think you should be proud of being an American. But what we need to do is we need to band together to put the country back on the right course. Maria, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate the call.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, I'm never ashamed to be an American. No way. I just think the country's in the wrong course, and I think we need to do something about it. And you look at the polls; there are a lot of other people who agree with us. Barbara, in Longmont. Barbara, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Barbara.
I wanted to tell you I've been trying to call Allard's office, and I continue to get a busy signal, so that must mean, you know, we're calling and flooding his phone lines, and so way to go, guys. The point I wanted to make about this was, and what it really comes down to for me is, if we are not a country of law, we are no better than the terrorists, plain and simple. We have got to stand for the laws of this country and for what it really means to be an American, and that is fulfilling our duty to question our leadership.
Yeah, see, you know what? I agree 100%. If you don't like the law, then you turn around and change it.
Exactly, exactly. But as long as it stands, you have to follow it. And in my mind, Mr. Bush is no better than Osama bin Laden. He willfully breaks whatever law seemingly he wishes to for this sense of security. How are we any secure since he's done all this nonsense than before 9/11? I mean, if in any regard, we're less secure, no matter how you look at it. We're more hated. We're more reviled in the world. They keep cutting first responder funds. They won't do anything about port security. It's completely ridiculous. And for them to pound that drum that, you know, they're keeping us safe and they're fighting the terrorists, that's a bunch of you-know-what.
Yeah, it is. You know what? It is a bunch of BS because they're not doing what they should be doing. And you know what? The whole thing is mismanaged from the beginning. I mean, I keep getting these emails from people about conspiracies around 9/11. There was no conspiracy about around 9/11. This president was asleep at the switch. That public briefing memo, that daily public presidential briefing memo,
right,
said bin Laden was determined to attack, and these guys ignored it.
Yes, yes. When Clinton left office, he gave them, you know, all sorts of notes and everything. I mean, he'd been going after Osama bin Laden for years.
Right.
And he got sidetracked with the whole Monica Lewinsky thing, and everyone said, oh, no war for Monica. You won't distract us from this to, you know, go after some silly terrorist. Well, he's not a silly terrorist. He's, you know, it's just amazing to me that what we really need to do as Democrats, not even as Democrats, as Americans, we need to stand for law in this country, and we need to question everything our government does. I am proud to be an American, but I am embarrassed and ashamed of this government.
We are off track, and we need to get back on track. Barbara, thank
you.
Absolutely, sure. Excellent call.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
One line open at 303-713-7600 if you want to join in on this. And by the way, Wayne Allard's Washington, D.C. office, if you want to call and demand an apology, which I think you ought to make not only to Senator Feingold, but also to all of us in Colorado who he represents, 202-224-5941. That's 202-224-5941. Or you can call his Denver office at 303-220-7414. That's 303-220-7414. What Wayne Allard has said here is as un-American can be. And you know what? As unpatriotic can be. And it is time that Wayne Allard and the GOP stop these McCarthyite-like tactics. Once again, his Washington office, 202-224-5941, or office in Denver, 303-220-7414, 832, 28 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. Tough ride on C-470 right now. Have this multi-car crash in the median at University. Left lane is blocked with emergency crews in both directions. Eastbounders seeing a slow go from Santa Fe. Westbounders jamming from Yosemite. And crews are working to clear a crash stop on 225 at Mississippi. Once you get past that, going to stay slow as you head into the tech center. And we are bunching up in both directions of the turnpike near Sheridan. That's because the man who got caught with a mannequin in his car in the HOV lanes a few weeks back, he started serving his sentence today holding a sign. The dummy is on the side of the road as well. The sign saying HOV lanes, not for dummies. They're right around Sheridan. Now, checking out the forecast, chilly this morning. Things going to warm up this afternoon with highs in the 50s. We're at 22 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looking for quick and easy delicious meal solutions? Think Foster Farms. Their fresh, all-natural chicken contains no added steroids, hormones, or artificial...
Time to clean your gutters again? Why not say goodbye to gutter cleaning forever? Unlike flimsy and expensive aluminum gutter covers, Conifer Gutter Service's Leaf Defier gutter protection system keeps your gutters flowing without the problems others create. A superior product with a 25-year warranty and a surprisingly low introductory price. To find out more about the Leaf Defier, call Conifer Gutter Service at 303-838-7291 or click on Learn More in your media player for more info.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com. Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
71. That's 303-423-7171. The Mortgage Store offers personalized service from experienced loan consultants who will work with you from start to finish. And calls are returned promptly, and your concerns will be addressed immediately. You can get quotes over the phone. They'll work with you. They're not the type of people who are just going to run you through a mill. That's not what they're all about. They have helped thousands and thousands of homeowners eliminate high-interest credit card bills and consolidate debt into one low monthly payment. So, you know what? Pick the phone up, because you got nothing to lose and everything to gain, and call for a free credit analysis today. Get approval right there on the phone. There is no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs, and the interest may be tax-deductible. 303-423-7171 is the number to call. That's 303-423-7171. Their trained professionals have experience and are dedicated in getting your loan done no matter what your circumstances have been. And you know something? They're with you from the very beginning to the very end, from the first telephone call to the last telephone call. And that could be as little as 7 days. So you know what? There's no reason why you can't start saving money right now. Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171. And don't miss out on those great low rates, 4.99% for a 15-year fixed mortgage. You got to call today. That's 4.99% for a 15-year fixed mortgage. You got to call today. Perfect or less than perfect credit, and everybody has troubles. The Mortgage Store can take care of it. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. And we're talking 4.99% for a 15-year fixed rate. The Mortgage Store. Call them. 303-423-7171.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my advanced omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right, a free bottle. You know fish oil is great for your heart, but it also has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, and concentration. And our fish oil has 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil. Get your free bottle by calling 1-800-700-2908. 1-800-700-2908. 1-800-700-2908.
With the best pricing on tires, the best service in the industry, multiple locations across the Front Range, make Aspen Goodyear your one-stop auto shop. Call 888-401-AUTO for the nearest location. That's 888-401-AUTO, 888-401-AUTO.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You got it. 37 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today 49 under partly sunny skies. Big Ed, Ed Schultz, my brother from another mother. And you know what? It just happens. We got him right here on the line. Ed? It's good to have you on the program.
My man, Jay, good to be back, buddy.
All right, let's talk about Wayne Allard. And you know, whether you agree with what Russell Feingold wanted to do or you disagree with what Russell Feingold wanted to do, I want you to listen to the following cut, and let's play this for Ed, and we'll get his reaction.
He has time and time again taken on the side of the terrorists that we're dealing with in this conflict.
That's McCarthyism at its worst.
Well, it's outrageous that a member of the United States Senate would refer to another senator, in that with that kind of description. That's completely out of bounds. John Cornyn from Texas also said the big question now is how many of his Democratic colleagues will follow him over the cliff. This is the kind of protection that the right-wingers are going to give Bush in the Senate. So all of you folks out there listening to 760 who have been clamoring for impeachment, this is how they're going to defend the president. They're going to say that the Democrats are weak on terror, and they're going to say that the Democrats are siding with the terrorists. This is how twisted these people are. And I really believe, Jay, after getting off the program yesterday and passionately going after this Feingold issue, I have to say this is a very low moment for the Democrats. This is a very disheartening moment that every Democratic senator won't get on board with Feingold and sign this thing and put the Republicans on the defensive, and damn it, let's have it out.
Yeah, you know what? Listen, I agree 100%. But the other part that strikes me, this guy is my senator. He represents me. This is McCarthyite-type activity. He's in essence, what he's doing is he's accusing Feingold of being a traitor to the United States of America, to supporting terrorism. And you know something, Ed? We can have disagreements in this country, but we don't have to go down this road. And these people can never, since Joseph McCarthy, they cannot divorce themselves of these tactics.
Well, then you got one-shot Cheney over there saying some Democrats in Congress have decided that the president is the enemy. They're out of material, Jay. They are absolutely intellectually bankrupt when it comes to running the country. They've had the majority, and they've completely misused it. And you're exactly right. Folks in Colorado ought to absolutely be outraged that this knee-jerk reaction is coming from Allard. He's totally out of bounds. It's just absolutely uncalled for. And all this is going to do is divide the country even more. The fact is that Feingold would have never introduced this resolution had the Intelligence Committee done its work and not voted down party lines and it investigated exactly what unfolded with this NSA eavesdropping program. What's wrong with the truth?
Yeah, exactly. And that Intelligence Committee was set up a number of years ago to avoid these kind of party line votes. And here we have these party line votes. It's disgraceful.
It really is. And is it political grandstanding on the part of Feingold? I suppose you could make that argument. I don't know what Hillary is slow about. Hillary ought to be all over this, too. She's not going to lose any political capital with any supporters if she gets on with Feingold. I really think it comes down to this. And yesterday on the program, Harry Reid alluded to this, that he said that we're going to do things in a uniform manner. Now, I take that as language that this was out of the caucus. This is something that Feingold did on his own. We didn't decide to do this as a group. And Feingold has now put us in a corner on how we're going to react to this, and we've got to politically weigh exactly what we want to do. And on the other hand, here's Feingold responding to his constituents in Wisconsin. Yesterday on the program, we're on four stations in Wisconsin. They're on fire for this. Democrats across the country are on fire for this. They want something done. They want Bush held accountable.
You know what? I agree. I not only want Bush held accountable, but you know something? I want us to stand up and grab back the mantle of patriotism and say to the Wayne Allards of the world and the Bill Frists of the world and the others, shut the hell up. Stop it. Because we're not going to accept it anymore.
Yeah, it is over-the-top stuff. Now, the talking heads will be all over this the next few nights, and if the Democrats don't side with Feingold, then obviously it's going to be used as cannon fodder to rip apart the party and solidify their base. These numbers that Bush is polling at right now are there for a reason. These aren't fake numbers. Every poll that comes out has got him in the toilet.
I know it.
And the reason being is because the American people want something done. Oh, it's frustrating.
It is. It's very. It's very, very, very frustrating. And I've been urging people here in Colorado to call Wayne Allard's office and to say that he needs to apologize to Senator Feingold, and he needs to apologize to us, too.
Absolutely. I need that sound cut for today's program because I'm going to run that sucker over and over again and just say this is kind of rhetoric that's coming from the heartland. It's unbelievable.
Edward, you got it. We'll ship it to you. And, hey, I appreciate you being on the program as
always. All right, Jay. Thanks, buddy. Keep
okay.
up the fight.
Take care. There's Ed Schultz, my bud. All right, Ed. We appreciate it. Let's. Do we have time to squeeze in a phone call? Yeah, let me take Diane on free, who's been hanging on in Greeley. Diane, go ahead. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Thank you, Jay, for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay, and thank you for keeping me motivated to do something to change the country that I love.
Well, we love. You know what? We love you.
Thank you. Number one, I did call Wayne Allard's, but it was busy. I will keep trying. I also called Ken Salazar's office this morning and told them that I wanted Ken Salazar to support Russell Feingold. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it really is remarkable that when they were impeaching Clinton, you know, with the Monica Lewinsky thing and all the trash that they talked about Bill Clinton, no one ever called them unpatriotic.
No, you know something that's really true. You know what? That never came from us because we don't do those kinds of things. And these people have been getting away with this since, you know, before most of us were born. They've been getting away with this kind of stuff. And to quote George Bush's father, I feel like today on this program, I feel like today is the day that we draw the line in the sand and we tell them no more, that we're not going to accept this. We're not going to accept this. We are not going to take this anymore, that we're every bit as patriotic as they are, and that what Wayne Allard is doing and what he has said is unpatriotic.
And he did not serve his country in the military, did he?
You know, that I don't know.
That would be a good question to ask. And did Feingold serve?
You know, that I don't know either. But I don't think it's a matter of whether you served or not. I think it's a matter of if you get up in the morning, you go to work, you pay taxes. If you live here in this country, if you play by the rules, whether you're the working poor, whether you're the middle class, whatever you are, okay, as long as you're doing your little share, putting your nose to the grindstone and trying to make this country great, because your views are different than the views of these wing nuts, then they're different than the views of the GOP. They don't have any right to wheel around when you criticize the president of the United States because you think the country's in the wrong track to turn around and challenge your patriotism. That's like challenging your religion.
Exactly. Jay, one more thing. Why don't we get Feingold's number on the and call him and tell him we're supporting him?
All right, we'll get it. We'll get Russell Feingold's number for you.
Okay.
All right. Hey, Diana, thank you. I appreciate you calling in.
I appreciate you, Jay.
Okay, we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. Speaking of phone numbers, Wayne Allard's number in Washington, D.C., 202-224-5941, or his number locally, 303-220-7414. He owes Senator Feingold an apology, and you know what? He owes those of us in this state who are progressives and liberals, he owes us an apology because he's not going to do it. And none of these people are going to do it. They're not going to challenge our patriotism. We are drawing a line in the sand.
My clothes were tight, and I was ready to get back in shape.
I was bored with gym workouts and no results.
I needed a structured program that pushed me to succeed.
I was in an exercise rut.
Personal training with a group twist.
Motivation.
Passionate coaches.
Personal attention.
Personal training with a group twist.
Upper body.
Lower body.
Cardio.
After the first week, I was hooked.
www.bcore.net.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers. But as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
No wonder everyone loves Zantrex 3. The number one diet pill in America is available at stores nationwide. Zantrex 3.
Al Franken.
I mean, he's saying exactly stuff that just doesn't pass the BS test at all.
With regard to the number of troops, it was then and is now a balancing act between having enough troops to get the job done and too many troops to be oppressive and creating more problems than resolving. That is total BS. This just makes me so angry.
So angry.
That is the problem now.
Al Franken.
Weekday mornings at 10
on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Just Brakes.
Yes. Does Just Brakes have a good deal on pads and shoes?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for $99.88.
Including installation?
Yes, ma'am. We'll also machine rotors and drums and inspect your brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machines rotors and drums for $99.88? That's a great deal. And, of course, I only trust my car to the true brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
848. 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 41 under partly sunny skies. You know one thing I do? I really do this. I stand by my allies. I stand by my friends. And that's one of the reasons why I stand by Rockies. Because they are my friends. Have been for a long time. Will continue to be in the future. If you want to go buy an automobile some other place, go ahead and do that. I mean, you're free to do that. But if you want the most bang for your buck, then you want Rockies Autos, particularly now. The matching down incentive is back, and it's back big. It's roaring. Up to $1,500. So if you've got $1,500 to put down, that's like having $3,000 to put down. If you've got $500 to put down, that's like having $1,000 to put down. Rockies Autos, man, they have got a huge selection. Over 500 clean late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. And you'll find virtually anything you want. And I have been talking about this now for the last couple of weeks. And I know you're thinking, oh, Jay, don't do it again. Don't talk about it again. But I got to talk about it again. Mary got a car out there, great gas mileage, and she is so thrilled with it. And you know something? The people at Rockies walked us through the entire process because that's what they're all about from the moment you step on the lot to the moment you drive your car off. I mean, they are absolutely, that's what they're all about, making you happy. Over 100 people out there at Rockies helping to get the job done. And you got to see my friends, the Al Shearers. My brothers, the Al Shearers, Tom and Marv. No better people, man, in the whole world. And Gerard Menard, good guy. And Spanky, great folks. The people working at Rockies really bend over backwards to get the job done for you. You're never going to find anybody as nice as these people. And you know what? They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. But if you come close to 8, they'll stay late and they'll take care of you. And they've been going, they've been operating this way, family-owned and operated, since 1982. And you know what? They're going on almost 25 years in business. That's what Rockies is all about, making you happy. It's as simple as that. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Check out the inventory. And don't forget, the matching down is underway up to $1,500. So if you got 15, they'll put it, and you got three. You got $3,000. Got 1,000? They'll match it. You got 2,000. Got 500? You got 1,000. It's Rockies Autos. Check them out. Located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
If there was ever a month to make a big change in your life, this is it. So this month, why not go really big with custom LASIK by the world-class surgeons of Spivak Vision Center, currently celebrating our 25th anniversary. In honor of this big-time celebration, we're extending our $1,000 LASIK savings. Big savings, big vision, big change. Only at Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision. So don't wait. Get out there this year with custom LASIK at Spivak Vision Center and take advantage of our 25th anniversary $1,000 LASIK savings. When it comes to vision, it doesn't get any bigger than Spivak Vision, especially with our Spivak Lifetime LASIK Commitment. And our $1,000 savings makes it that much sweeter. But don't take my word for it. Call 303-C2020 and see for yourself. That's 303-C2020 for Spivak Vision, the only way to see.
Remember when calling a company meant getting a person instead of a machine? Well, call us old-fashioned, but here at Intelligent Office, we still think it's important to have a friendly, knowledgeable person handling your calls. That's why we created our new service, the Remote Receptionist. We searched for the best receptionist we could find. Then we gave them the technology to handle your calls without setting foot inside your office. But the Remote Receptionist isn't about technology. It's about good old-fashioned professionalism. We pride ourselves on being the best receptionist you've ever had. And if you already have someone on staff, we make a great backup, covering lunch breaks, vacations, or when you just have too many calls coming in. And in case you're wondering, the remote receptionist is surprisingly affordable, making it easier than ever to treat your clients right. The remote receptionist from Intelligent Office. Newfangled technology, old-fashioned professionalism. Call Intelligent Office in Boulder, Cherry Creek, and the Denver Tech Center at 303-447-9000. That's 303-447-9000.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
A little Motown action here, right? Stevie Wonder, 53 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 41, partly sunny skies. If you want to call Russell Feingold and support his censure motion, it's 202-224-5323. That's 202-224-5323. And to call Wayne Allard's office in Washington, D.C., it's 202-224-5941. That's 202-224-5941. And in Denver, 303-220-7414. If you're listening to at work or you're streaming, drop Wayne Allard an email. All right, let's get back on the phones. We go to Richard in Colorado Springs. Richard, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Richard, how are you?
Pretty good, thanks. Along the theme of taking back this the whole mantle of patriotism toward the Democratic Party and progressives, I have a couple of suggestions, but it's going to take more than just Russ Feingold, obviously, having the backbone to take this approach. But, I mean, I just have a couple of things for sort of talking points for us. Number one, if you support Bush and warrantless spying, you obviously support the blatant dismantling of our Bill of Rights. That's un-American. If you support Bush's policies in Iraq, you support the misuse of our military and the unnecessary deaths of over 2,300 soldiers. That's un-American. If you support this Iraq policy, you support squandering of hundreds of billions of dollars that could have been used to actually fight against terrorism and improve national and homeland security. That's un-American. And finally, and this may sound a little off topic, but I don't think it is, to say that if you support the ongoing efforts in Iraq and the squandering of this money, you really support genocide, because we couldn't begin as a country to intervene, say, in a catastrophe such as Darfur, Sudan. Our military is bogged down in Iraq. We've bankrupted our treasury, and even if we, you know, wanted to try to intervene in those type of conflicts that would actually be helpful and meaningful to the world, we couldn't do it now. So again, if you support this policy in Iraq, you're basically supporting, you know, the ongoing genocide, because you keep America from being able to intervene. I mean, you know, Bill Clinton said in his biography that his biggest regret from his presidency was not having intervened to stop the genocide in Rwanda. We have a comparable thing going on in Sudan right now. Obviously, I don't think the neocons in power really care, but even if we wanted to intervene, they've made it impossible for us to intervene by their folly in Iraq. And so, I mean, if we're going to take back the argument of patriotism, we've just got to go down the list and say, sorry, us standing up in dissent, that's the highest form of patriotism, as Jefferson is often quoted as saying.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. Yeah. And the other thing is, we shouldn't be afraid to show our emotions when it comes to our love of country. That's the other thing, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when they stick it to us about this, we just have to turn it around on them and say, no, you know, that's not true. And then give some of the reasons that, you know, like give the litany that you've given, or give whatever else is germane to the conversation, and tell them no. You know what?
Absolutely.
You don't own this. It isn't yours. The flag is not your personal property. It doesn't belong solely to one party. And that we're just as patriotic, and we care about this country just as much as you do.
Oh, I think we're not just as patriotic. We're far more patriotic. Because, again, like I said, everything, every one of their policies right now is completely un-American. It's you know, they're opposing the Bill of Rights. They're squandering our military resources and taxpayers' dollars. They're ignoring humanitarian crises of global proportions, all on this ridiculous narrow-minded folly in Iraq. And you know, when we finally get a voice on the left like Feingold to stand up and start saying enough, you know, instead of standing there as a wall behind him, what do we get? We get the other Democratic senators, you know, running away and hiding.
Yeah, which is wrong.
You know,
is wrong. And we should take them to task for that, too. Hey, Richard, thank you, man. I got to run.
You
I
bet.
Appreciate
Thanks,
the call.
Jay.
Okay. Coming up next, Jameson Fosier. We'll talk about the so-called, quote-unquote, laughable liberal media, the mainstream conservative media in this country. And then open it up and open phones. You want to continue to talk about this, we can do it. Or anything else that may be on your mind, too. That's right after 9 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
People, become part of the $4.9 trillion travel industry. Save up to 85% off your vacation travels for the rest of your life. Call Gene, 800-719-4223 to find out how. You could earn up to $250,000 potentially in your first year and live a lifestyle beyond your wildest dreams. Find out how you could earn over $19,000 in your first month with this proven system. Call Gene now, 800-719-4223.
Hey guys, don't be alarmed. Blondie's Firehouse, same bar, different location. Now on South Inca in Inglewood, still offers karaoke nights, awesome bands, trivia, and great food. With all this fun, you're sure to have a three-alarm time.
Blondie'sFirehouse.com, 720-963-8408.
You've been working hard all winter. Don't you deserve a break? Just picture yourself on a soft, white sandy beach, surrounded by swaying palm trees and turquoise blue waters, drinking something with an umbrella in it. Whether you're a student needing to book your spring break or an adult wanting to vacation away from the kids, find your adventure and fun in the sun, sand, and sea with beaches, etc. Visit beachesetc.com or call 303-426-4491 to book your vacation now.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
AM 760, AKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A crucial hearing is underway in the sentencing trial of Zacharias Moussaoui, and there's been a fresh development involving an attorney for the Transportation Security Administration. CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen is with me. Andrew, what's going on?
Carla Martin, the lawyer who created this headache in the first place by improperly contacting trial witnesses, was excused from the hearing so she could find her own attorney. This after she was told by the angry judge that she could be held in criminal contempt. But the hearing is proceeding, and it probably will last the rest of the day.
Well, just how important is the outcome of the hearing?
Yeah, the stakes couldn't be higher. If the government loses, the trial is over and Moussaoui will get life without parole instead of the death penalty. Their case is teetering and prosecutors know it.
There seems no end to the sectarian violence sweeping Iraq. During the past 24 hours, authorities say they found at least 85 bodies in the capital, all apparently reprisal killings among Shiites and Sunnis. CBS News correspondent Lara Logan is in Baghdad. She says the country is on edge.
It's pretty tense, yeah. People know that it can go either way at the moment. So the politicians, the leaders, have to be taking their jobs very seriously because there's only so much people can take before they're pushed into one direction.
A pitched battle in the West Bank as Israeli forces raid a Palestinian prison and take away 170 inmates connected to the assassination of an Israeli cabinet minister. CBS News correspondent David Hawkins is watching events unfold.
I'm on the roof of a house overlooking the Palestinian prison that the Israelis have besieged today. They came into Jericho, the West Bank city of Jericho, early this morning to surround the prison and to ask the Palestinians to hand over a man by the name of Ahmed Sadat, who is a Palestinian militant that they say is responsible for the assassination of an Israeli cabinet minister 4 years ago.
In response, outraged Palestinians have attacked offices with ties to Europe and the U.S. In Gaza, at least 8 foreigners have been abducted, including an American. Well, you see it everywhere. People plugged into their portable music and DVD players with earbuds or headphones, and a new study shows it's taking a toll. The American Speech Language Hearing Association has found that more than half the high school students it surveyed show at least one symptom of hearing loss. Association President Alex Johnson says parents should keep a closer eye on the pod.
Our polling shows that parental supervision of their children's usage is limited. Meanwhile, adults themselves are listening too loudly for too long.
Well, can the nation's most prescribed sleep aid trigger a strange side effect? The New York Times says some Ambien users experience a primitive urge to eat while they're asleep, sometimes consuming thousands of calories.
Everybody says the same thing. I have no memory of what happened.
New York attorney Susan Hannah Lask, who says some Ambien users have even driven while asleep. She's filed suit against Ambien's manufacturer, demanding a label warning of the sleepwalking danger. And checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is ahead 12 points and the NASDAQ is up 5. This is CBS News.
This new Medicare business was pretty confusing to me. I was in Walmart the other day and asked the pharmacist about it. She told me Walmart and Sam's Club pharmacies accept all Medicare plans. I just showed her my Medicare prescription drug card, and she filled all of my prescriptions. No hassle, no problem. It was just that easy. I've got better things to do than deal with confusing prescription details, so from here on in, I'm going to Walmart or Sam's Club pharmacy for my Medicare prescriptions.
Welcome to Celeb Reality, Celebs Playhouse once again in the Hollywood Hills with a special guest.
Hi, I'm Florence Henderson.
This could be real good television.
The Surreal Life.
Whoa!
And Tough Love just got even tougher. Hulk is back.
Starting tomorrow, you both are going to work a real job.
You're kidding, right?
Hogan knows best. There's no place like Celeb Reality. Premieres Sunday, March 19th. All new seasons of The Surreal Life at 9, 8 Central, followed by Hogan Knows Best at 10, 9 Central. Only on VH1.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Forced to stay in a tough ride on C-470. Have this multi-car crash. It's in the median at University. Left lane in both directions still blocked with emergency crews. Eastbounders seeing a slow go from Santa Fe. Westbounders jamming towards Yosemite. Now, I-25 running heavy in both directions as you make your way through downtown and T-Rex. And checking out the turnpike. Have a crash working eastbound near Interlochen. And things are looking a lot better near Sheridan. That's where we had the guy who got caught with the mannequin in the HOV lanes a few weeks ago. He had to stand with a sign as his punishment this morning. Now, Boulder streets were starting to thin out again on the diagonal. Foothills Parkway and Highway 93, seeing the usual gems on Arapahoe, Broadway, and Belmont. And on to the forecast. It's a cold one this morning, but things will warm up this afternoon. Highs in the 50s. We're at 25 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Lease a 2006 Audi A6 3.2 with Quattro all-wheel drive for just $519 a month for 36 months, which is $3,819 due at signing. Tax, title, and dealer fees extra. Visit your Denver area Audi dealer for details or call 1-800-4-AUDI.
Randy Rhodes.
Don't you understand? This administration couldn't stop an attack of indigestion. This administration, it's just like the Superdome during Katrina. They're full of... You get it? Sorry to be so blunt, but this guy is messing around with national security. This guy is messing around with the lives of people. This guy just cannot marry himself to reality.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 4 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:05, 5 minutes after 9, high today 49, partly sunny. Jay Marvin along with you here on the AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to spend a little time here. My favorite segment of the week. We're going to spend a little time with Jameson Fosier, Senior Advisor at Media Matters for America. This is one of the most important organizations in this country. One of the things that we need to do as progressives and liberals is we need to work the media the same way the right wing has been doing it for 35, well, they've been doing it since like 1971, I think. And we need to get in the game. And Media Matters gets you into the game. So go to MediaMatters.org and let's say hello to Jameson Fosier. And Jameson, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
All right, I'm doing great. And I just urge everybody to go to MediaMatters.org and get involved with this organization. Contribute tips, contribute money. Let's get control of the media. Let's wrestle back control of the media. All right, there's so much to talk about. Boy, where do I start? We could do 20 minutes on O'Reilly. We could do 20 minutes on Matthews. Let's start with O'Reilly. Now, O'Reilly makes these claims, and I've heard him make them before. And I don't watch his TV show much, but I do know that he makes these claims. That he doesn't do personal attacks. You guys have got like a whole showcase of personal attacks on your website, don't you?
Yeah, we do. About a week ago, O'Reilly said, and he said this before, he says it from time to time, I don't do attacks here on the O'Reilly Factor. And so we decided to put together a little video montage of Bill O'Reilly's personal attacks, because I think it was Keith Olbermann who said a few weeks ago
right.
That if Bill O'Reilly didn't engage in personal attacks, he'd be a mime. That's really all he does. And if he couldn't attack anybody, he wouldn't be speaking. So we put together this little montage of clips of him calling people pinheads and despicable and vile and the worst people in the world and all of this. And so there's a little video on our website people can come and look at, and it's kind of amusing. And they can find it at MediaMatters.org and share it with their friends, share it with anybody who thinks that Bill O'Reilly is a fair and open-minded and rational person.
Is there anybody out there who does think that?
Probably not.
You know, I wonder how many people, watch that show just for the theatrics of it, because it is so out there and it's so ridiculous.
I'm sure that's why some people watch it. I'm sure that's why NBC keeps inviting him to appear on the Today Show, where they treat him as a serious commentator. And that's, I don't know how many viewers out there take him seriously, but the rest of the media does, and he does have an influence on things, so people should take him seriously. He's been on the Today Show more often in the last 3 months than Keith Olbermann has. Keith Olbermann is an employee of MSNBC, which is affiliated with NBC, and yet NBC is inviting his competition, Bill O'Reilly, on to talk about serious issues and treating him like a serious person, and that's frankly kind of bizarre to me. I don't know why it would be in their business interest to do that, even aside from the fact that Bill O'Reilly at times is kind of a raving lunatic.
Yeah, you know what? He does. He's out there. All right, let's go to my next favorite. This is my favorite target, as you know, and that's Chris Matthews. Matthews touted to Maverick McCain, Kenny Boy Melman, and Charming Bush when he was covering the Republican straw poll down in Memphis. Talk about this, because Paul Krugman's got a column out today about how McCain is really no Maverick.
Yeah, you know, Chris Matthews is certainly not alone in his affection for John McCain. I don't know that I've ever seen any politician of either party who gets as universally favorable treatment from the media as John McCain does. It's really pretty extraordinary. Chris Matthews is certainly leads the charge on that front, and he just gushes about McCain nonstop. Krugman's point was that, you know, Matthews has this reputation as a maverick, but he's not. He's with the Republican Party on the vast majority of issues, the vast majority of important issues, and the vast majority of divisive issues. When he does supposedly take a stand and separate from his party, it tends to be on issues where he's siding with the overwhelming majority of the American people. Campaign finance reform. He took the daring stand that, you know, teenagers shouldn't smoke.
Torture. That'd be another one.
And that, you know, maybe torture is not a good idea. So this whole reputation he has as a maverick is kind of inflated. It was interesting to see the rest of the media reply to that Krugman column, which was kind of just stating the obvious. ABC's The Note, which is this little sort of insider email and webpage thing that the ABC political folks put together each morning, criticized Krugman's column for using selective facts as though people who call McCain a maverick or a moderate or an independent aren't also relying on selective facts. The Note itself, ABC's George Stephanopoulos, in an interview with McCain last year, kept referring to what McCain was saying as straight talk and calling him a maverick. So there's this pretty selective outrage about comments about John McCain. It's clear that a lot of media figures pretty much won't tolerate any criticism of him or any suggestion that he isn't this just giant and you know, perfect senator that they want to think he is. Last night, actually, this kind of reached a point of new absurdity as far as I'm concerned. This is an item we're working on today that will be up on our site this afternoon, hopefully. On the Chris Matthews show, Chris Matthews was interviewing Chuck Todd of the Hotline. Chuck Todd actually argued that McCain's embrace of President Bush over the weekend at this event you referred to, and other occasions recently, McCain's embrace of the leader of his party is actually an indication that he is a maverick. A direct quote from Chuck Todd.
Yeah, right.
This is a direct quote from Chuck Todd. Right now, rallying around the president is the maverick thing to do.
That's hysterical.
Standing with
hysterical.
The most powerful man in the world and the leader of his party is a sign of his independence.
Boy, you know, and I saw yesterday, because I turned over there waiting for Olbermann to come on, and I saw Matthews trying to work the wedge issue questions against Rahm Emanuel, the congressman from Chicago, and Emanuel just shut him down. But there he is. He's on television. There he is. He's just parroting GOP talking points.
But this is actually, I'm glad you brought this up. This is also something that that we're working on for today. Matthews asked Emanuel, why do people trust Republicans more than Democrats on tax cutting, which is something Matthews has asserted a few times in the last couple of months, and we've done items correcting him. In fact, polls show that the American people trust Democrats more than Republicans to handle taxes and just about every other issue. And so Rahm Emanuel replied by saying, you're wrong. Look at your own poll data. You're wrong. They don't. We hold an advantage over Republicans on taxes and fiscal discipline and budget and things like that. And it was really great to see a progressive who's being interviewed directly challenge the host and point out that they're being wrong. It's the second time in recent days that we've seen that. A couple days ago, Chuck Schumer was being interviewed by Tim Russert, and Schumer pointed out that Russert had previously asserted that the Democrats are just discovering the ports issue, when in fact for years Democrats have been talking about the Bush administration's failure to secure our ports. And that again was came after we had done an item critiquing Russert for making that assertion. So that's something that's relatively new. Progressives typically haven't challenged the media as aggressively as conservatives have, and it's something that's very important. And I'm very proud of the work that we do at Media Matters, but we can't do it alone, and we need progressives all across the country, both just activists and readers, and also sort of prominent progressives and elected officials, to recognize that the media is not going to change if it's just us talking about it.
Yeah, let's go over that a little bit. It's 9:13, 13 minutes after 9. Jameson Fosier with us, senior advisor to Media Matters for America. All right, so they go to your website, MediaMattersForAmerica.org, MediaMatters.org. You sign up for the daily mailers, which I get, which I love. I mean, I look forward to them every day. And then you read them, and you read things, you know, like the Matthews thing or the thing with Bill O'Reilly or the one that I want to bring up about Wolf Blitzer not challenging Alberto Gonzalez. Then what people can do, because you give them links, then they can write emails to the various cable outlets, the various news outlets, and they can point these things out in a kind of way, and we're working the media, correct?
Exactly. They can contact the news organizations that have gotten things wrong. They can pass our items on to friends, family, neighbors, anybody else who might be interested. That's vitally important. The work that we do can't be successful unless everybody's on the same page on this, and unless progressives and everybody else across the country says that they're just sick of the media getting things wrong and they're not going to let it go without speaking out against it anymore.
Because the right wing has been working the media like this for years.
Exactly, for 30 years, and it's been a constant drumbeat on the right. Everybody from local precinct captains on to the President of the United States relentlessly criticizes the media and has shoved them to the right. And they do it in a very sort of vague way with these assertions of bias that really don't hold up to scrutiny, but when they're the only people making this argument, they win. We have a fundamental advantage over them in that the criticism that we're leveling is much more specific, and it's not about mind reading. I don't know why Chris Matthews gets things wrong. I don't know why Chris Matthews asserts that people trust Republicans more than Democrats on tax cutting when, in fact, the polls show the opposite, and I don't really care why. I don't care if it's because he prefers Republicans deep in his heart of hearts. I don't care if it's because he's just an idiot and can't read polls. I don't care. I just want him to stop getting it wrong, and because we're talking about specific pieces of misinformation like that, we can make a much more credible and convincing argument to reporters, to activists and other people around the country that, you know, I'm not trying to read any minds here. I'm just saying you got this wrong. Stop.
All
and
right.
That'll be much more effective the more people join us in that.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm in for it. I'm in for it every day, 7 days a week. All right. One last one here, because I don't know about this guy. I waver back and forth about him. CNN's Blitzer failed to challenge Gonzalez's spin on Guantanamo, and I saw this, this interview. And what's your take on that?
Well, you know, this is Gonzalez making sort of an assertion about the kinds of people who are at Guantanamo Bay that just isn't sort of borne out by reality, and Blitzer let him get away with it. And that's a frequent problem that we see in reporting. It's actually, I think, one of the biggest problems in the news today is somebody will make a false claim, and reporters will let them get away with it. If they're an interviewer, they'll just kind of let it pass without challenging them. You read in the newspaper the same kind of thing. You'll read, you know, the White House said today X, and X is false, but the newspaper doesn't tell you that. The article doesn't say, you know what, this is wrong. You know what, it's not the case that everybody at Guantanamo Bay was an enemy combatant. It turns out that there were, you know, plenty of innocent people there, and still are, probably. And that's really one of the ways that the media fails us the most is I think conservatives have recognized that this is how things work, and they've taken advantage of it. They've recognized that they can just say whatever they want to say. They can say Iraq has weapons of mass destruction and has ties to Al-Qaeda, and nobody will call them on it. They'll get away with it. And so they do it on big issues and small across the board. They take liberties with the truth because they know that the media is not going to challenge them.
Yep, and we got to start challenging them. We got to start holding their feet to the fire. All right, Jameson, thank you so much. Senior advisor at Media Matters for America, I urge everybody to go to mediamatters.org and get involved in this because this is critical. And also, you know, there's a couple of really, really good books out there about bias in the media, and one of them is The Republican Noise Machine, I believe, by David Brock, your boss, that's a fabulous book. And Blinded by the Right's another one. And What Liberal Media by Eric Alterman is another good one. And we just have to get engaged, correct?
Absolutely. And a couple other books that are coming out soon. Salon's Eric Bollert has a book coming out this spring that looks interesting. People should read books, check out our website. But again, when you see something on our website, you know, do something with it. Either contact the news organization involved or pass it on to your friends, your family, your neighbors, and ask them to get involved also. But that's vitally important. And there are some good signs that progressives are starting to do that, and that's very encouraging.
Yeah, it is for sure. Jameson, thank you. Appreciate your time as always. And can't wait to talk to you again.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
All right. There's Jameson Fosier from Media Matters. Go to mediamatters.org, and I'm a contributing member, and, man, I send those emails out, and I get in touch with those news organizations because I think working the right-wing media, working the media and moving them back at least to the center from where they are now is vitally, vitally important, and we need to do it. 9:19, 19 minutes after 9, open phones, 303-713.
You don't like to think about it or plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. When that time comes, you want a progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports this station. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every day. He's a trial lawyer and proud of it. Mike Turner is a progressive lawyer who will fight for you.
The Law Offices of Mike Turner, 303-300-1661, or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory and O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910. 720-266-4910.
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny, your response is witty, your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So, if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
Customer cash on Sequoia. And coming today to test drive the all-new bigger 06 RAV4. Toyota's premier event is on, but hurry. You won't want to miss this. Toyota, moving forward. Cashback from Toyota Motor Sales USA Inc. on new 06 4Runners and Sequoias in stock. Does not apply to other offers. Varies by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 4306.
Visit your Greater Denver Toyota dealer or Toyota.com for savings you don't want to miss. Moving forward.
Toyota.
If you haven't had luck with love, maybe it's time to try something different. That's why Match.com is now working with...
the one, the only, Dr. Phil!
At Match.com, we've got the right people, and Dr. Phil's got the right insight. It's a great way to the right relationship.
Bottom line, when it comes to relationships, it is all about attitude.
Match.com will show you who. Dr. Phil will show you how. Visit Match.com, the number one site for love.
Can't stand George W. Bush? The Bush-Cheney bumper stickers make you cringe. At All American Vogue, we carry a large selection of anti-Bush magnets, T-shirts, buttons, bumper stickers, dartboards, and a whole lot more. We have great gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come support All American Vogue so that we can continue to support Progressive Talk AM 760. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week, 303-733-4140.
The show James Dobson never hears. The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
And I don't think James Dobson would take any advice from me either. Not from Karl Rove or George W. Bush, sure, but from J. Marvin, no. 9:23, 23 minutes after 9. High today, 49 degrees under partly sunny skies. 303-713-7600, and it's open phones. Let's get back on the phones. Go to Sandy in North Glen. Sandy, hi, you're on AM 760.
Jay, how are you?
Hi, Sandy, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I really appreciate the intelligence and the information that you bring to the area. Thank you so much for bringing that to the airwaves. We have it so rarely anymore.
Oh, you're very, very kind. Now, just hold on to that good thought until the next time you get mad at me.
Okay, okay. Now, did you hear the comment that Sandra Day O'Connor made yesterday that we need to keep an eye on what's going on because the country is skating very close to a dictatorship?
Yeah, she was talking about the attacks on the courts, and she, without naming names, pointed out Tom DeLay and John Cornyn, who's the senator and former attorney general, by the way, from Texas, and both those guys ought to know better. And that's who she was talking about. Yeah, and I think she's absolutely right. And by the way, somebody sent me an email. You know, we should ask Bill Frist if the Terry Schiavo situation was a political stunt.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. It was so calculated and so posed. But one of the reasons I called is because I believe that what's happening today is exactly what we should be doing. We should be writing. We should be calling, because you've said this in the past, and I think that you're right on target. We are too busy with our children, with two jobs, to be out on the streets protesting like we might have done back in the 70s and in the 60s. But we have email, we have telephones. We can handle calling our senators and telling them we are displeased with what's going on. And we need to make it a point to not just call when we're unhappy, but to call to support them when we like what's going on, or to call and tell them we would like you to support this measure that's going through. So to make sure that we keep in touch with Harry Reid and Kim Salazar and Mark Udall and let them know what's going on.
Yeah, I agree.
And also, I wanted to touch base on the faith issue, because you haven't really had a chance to touch on that at all this morning, because this other issue has been so big. But when I was a kid growing up, you know, I was one of those kids who went to Sunday school at 7 in the morning and basically stayed in church all day long. And I don't remember ever hearing that Jesus said much about gays. I remember him talking about, you know, feeding the poor and taking care of those who had less than us. And I would really like to hear the Christian right address those issues.
Well, we need to bring that up to them, and there's 17,000 quotes in the Bible about administering to the poor.
Yeah.
And we definitely, you know, we definitely need to hold their feet to the fire on that, and you know, progressives and liberals, And I'm probably going to get into this more tomorrow, but progressives and liberals have kind of a big, some of us have like a big secular streak that runs through us. And so if you go after a Pat Robertson, or if you go after a Jerry Falwell or a James Dobson, a lot of times Christians that are not affiliated with them will feel like it's an attack on Christianity. And these guys make a living out of trying to spin the idea that they're under constant siege and that they're under, that, you know, that they're constantly being, you know, that people are constantly going after them, when close to 90% of this country is Christian.
Right.
They're not in the minority as they portray themselves to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that because you single out Pat Robertson or because you single out Jerry Falwell, you're not making, you're not attacking all of Christianity. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with us, you know, embracing faith and recognizing people's belief in Jesus or God or Allah or whatever the case may be. I just, you know, but it seems like, once again, like patriotism, it seems like we're uncomfortable. We're uncomfortable with religion, and I'd like to have a discussion and find out why.
And, you know, I think that the things that make a solid, decent society are the basic points of a good Christian faith. You don't kill your neighbors. You don't steal from them. You don't, you know, it's just the basic tenets of a good faith. And those are the things that hold a society together as well.
There are, you know, there are quotes in the Bible about administering to the poor. There's quotes
exactly
in the Bible about being good stewards of the land. And, I don't think we should shy away from that stuff. I think we should definitely embrace it, and I think we should definitely hold it up, and I think we should go after the religious right on their own turf and start using these Bible quotes and start using theology. And there are, you know, people who are progressive evangelicals and other people who just have a basic belief in religion, and we ought to welcome them into the Democratic Party.
That's right. And I think by deflecting the gay rights issue, because I think that's part of what Pat Robertson and the others are using. They're making that seem like the only Christian argument there is. And we all know that there's a lot more to Christianity than gay rights. My daughter is gay, so I do not want this to sound like gay rights have no place. It's something that means a lot to me. However, that's something that they're using like it's the only Christian issue that there is, and we know different.
No, and you know what? We should start talking more about it. Sandy, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you very much.
Okay. And we should. We should get more into this. And we should embrace people of all faiths. And there's that secularism that runs, and I'm guilty of it, that runs through it. And I was thinking about it the other day. You know a good example of what I'm talking about? I don't know how many of you saw this over the weekend, and it was in the New York Times. It was an editorial about South Dakota. About how Governor Rounds signs that anti-abortion bill, and he set that part aside for a second. But what he talks about is protecting the most vulnerable in society, where it turns out that South Dakota has the worst childhood poverty record of any state in this nation. And you know who's the biggest suffers from the biggest childhood poverty? The Native Americans. And it's like, okay, Governor, you know what? You want to get into that rhetoric. You want to get, you know, couch that stuff, and you want to talk about that stuff. Then what about what's going on in your own state? Why aren't you into that? And we just need to start talking about it. I mean, what would Jesus do? We should be asking that question more often. And would Jesus, administer to the poor, or would Jesus turn his back on the poor? 9:31, 29 minutes away from 10, AM 760. Progressive Talk. More of your calls coming up with J. Marvin. Thank you so much for being here this morning.
AM 760. Progressive Traffic.
Well, we still have a couple accidents lingering. This one westbound C-470 at University. I have a car in the median there, but the good news is all lanes have reopened. It's still a little sluggish in both directions. The Turnpike slows eastbound with a crash at Interlochen. That's tying up the left lane. And then I-25 still bunching up in both directions as you make your way through downtown and T-Rex. Now, southbound 225, looking at brake lights for the ride into the Tech Center. And checking out Boulder Streets. We're starting to thin out on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. Seeing the usual jams along Arapahoe, Broadway, Baseline, and Belmont, but those two starting to thin out. On to the forecast. The sun is out. Things are going to warm up this afternoon with highs in the 50s. We're at 25 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Now get a new 7-passenger Jeep Commander, a 5-star safety-rated Grand Cherokee, or a fuel-efficient Liberty with 0% APR financing. Plus, make no monthly payments until October. Hurry. Offer ends March 31st. For well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Financial, excludes SRT8.
Ed Schultz.
Yes, we are on Armed Forces Network.
I know that this is the time of the day which all those brave men and women who are serving and defending this country are listening as well.
The Ed Schultz Show on AM 760.
All around the world.
Progressive Talk.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
9:33 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know, the mortgage store knows what it's like when you've got money, but you just can't get your hands on it. And they understand that. And that's why when it comes to refinancing your home, the mortgage store, yeah, they're experts at it. They'll return your phone calls. They've had superior training. They're motivated to help you do it and do it fast. All you got to do is call 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The mortgage store has helped thousands of homeowners eliminate high-interest credit card bills and consolidate debt into one low monthly payment. Now, you can just pick the phone up and call for a free credit analysis today, and it's not going to cost you a cent. You know what? And you have nothing to lose. And you can get approval over the phone right now. No application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. The interest may be tax-deductible. Just call 303-423-7171. And how about 4.99% for a 15-year fixed rate? Yeah, that's right. 4.99% for a 15-year fixed rate. And the professionals at the mortgage store are dedicated to getting you the loan and get dedicated to getting it done no matter what your circumstances have been. And you know what? They're with you from the first phone call to the very last phone call on closing day. And that could be as little as 7 days from right now. So isn't it kind of ridiculous that you're paying all this high credit card payments with the interest rates that range from between 14 to 22% when you can get it solved and the mortgage store can help you do it? The mortgage store knows who their competition is, and they beat them on rates and pricing every single day. And only the mortgage store guarantees the best pricing on your home loan with their four-way customer promise. You'll work with an expert. The loan consultants at the mortgage store are certified professionals, and they have superior training, and they're motivated to help you do it fast. And the mortgage store guarantees a same-day decision on your application, and the mortgage store guarantees a seven-day close. The mortgage store guarantees the best pricing on your home loan. So you know what? You're talking 4.99% for a 15-year fixed rate. Pick up the phone and call them. Call them right now at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. And let me add one other thing. The mortgage store is a banker, not just a broker. They underwrite and approve their own home loans right here in Colorado so they can make the process fast and easy and get the approval right now over the phone. And that makes a difference. Because you know what? Nobody wants to sit out there and wait. I mean, the suspense is a killer. Once again, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171.
You go online searching for the best deal on hotel rooms, and there's always this nagging feeling that there's a better deal out there. We get it. We're Hotwire.com, and we guarantee the lowest prices on 3- and 4-star hotels. How do we do it? Hotwire.com has exclusive deals with 3- and 4-star hotels. When they have unsold hotel rooms, they give them to Hotwire.com, and we give them to you at prices lower than any other travel site. Guaranteed. Like 4 stars in Chicago, Travelocity price $169, Hotwire.com price just $88, or 4 stars in San Francisco, Orbitz price $205, Hotwire.com price just $113. So trade in that nagging feeling that you could have gotten a better deal and log on to Hotwire.com, because at Hotwire.com, we think you should have your pillow mint and eat it too. Hotwire.com. 4-star luxury, 2-star prices. Log on to Hotwire.com today and get a 4-star hotel in Cherry Creek from just $87 a night. Hotels on Hotwire.com disclosed only after booking. All bookings are final. Details on site.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Has
time and time again taken on the side of the terrorists that we're dealing with in this conflict.
Yeah, our Senator Wayne Allard. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you for that brilliant analysis, Wayne, and thank you for challenging Senator Feingold's patriotism. By the way, if you want to get in touch with Wayne Allard's office, it's 202-224-5941 in Washington, D.C. That's 202-224-5941 in Washington, D.C., or 303-320-7414 in Denver. And if you want to call Russ Feingold's office and tell him you support him, it's 202-224-5323. All right, back to the phones, and we'll go to Dave in Denver. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
I've been listening since 6 a.m. Fascinating show today.
Well, thank you.
Love it, love it. I'm calling about, you know, sort of the main theme this morning, and I think the shortest answer to the question is, you know, why do people on the left not engage in overt displays of patriotism? I guess my shortest answer would be Wayne Allard. It's because patriotism is become this embarrassing, phony, self-righteous, you know, last refuge of scoundrels thing. It's embarrassing. It's horrible. It's immoral. It's a process of demonization, like you say, McCarthyism.
Well, then that's why it's up to us to take it back and set it right.
Yeah, I think the difference is, you know, instead of this my country right or wrong, you're on the side of the enemy if you don't agree with me. That unprincipled BS form of patriotism has to be replaced by something, well, like a lot of your callers have been saying, more principled, more, you know, it's about protecting the Constitution and our rights and our freedoms and, you know, the core ideals of what this country really means. It's not about protecting the soil so much, you know. America,
I think it's about I think it's about protecting everything, and I think it's about what patriotism should and shouldn't be. But I think what we end up getting into is we end up getting into this thing where they go after us for quote, for, you know, for lack of patriotism. And just like the, you know, just like the social event that I talked about this morning in the first hour, where the guy says, well, you know, do you guys at AM 760, do you do that? Do you stand? You know, I just have an answer back. Yeah, we're every bit as patriotic as you are. And that's what we got to start doing. We got to start going, you know what, we're every bit as patriotic as you are. And here's the point. The point is, we believe in the Constitution of the United States. We revel in the Bill of Rights. We believe in all of these things. We believe in the rule of law. Sorry, you guys don't.
Yeah.
Now who's the more patriotic?
Yeah, you know, I mean, you could put $50 trillion into Homeland Security and totally protect the national borders of this country, but if the president is allowed to spy on us and throw us in jail and we're not allowed to have lawyers and he can tap our phones and all dissent is practically criminalized, what have we protected? You know, I mean, the continent is still here, but America is gone. You know, that's what I'm saying.
Well, see, and I agree. But I'm pairing back by saying to you that it's got to be part and parcel. That you've got to have, you can't have one without the other, and that you've got to speak in the language of both.
That's. Hey, have you ever seen, this is, you know, kind of a tangent, but have you ever seen Arthur Miller's The Crucible?
Yes, I have.
You know, this is sort of a, it's about McCarthyism.
Right, exactly.
The witch burning. I'd like to suggest it's not just a, you know, a clever fiction, that McCarthyism is way older than McCarthy. You know, it preceded Joe McCarthy. It's this, you know, the demonization of heretics, burning witches at the stake. You know, it's the, you know, different ways to silence dissent. And just because we don't burn people at the stake anymore, people do lose their jobs.
No,
I mean, you know,
but we
going after Jay Benish.
No, but we,
or
we
whatever.
But we engage in McCarthyism by smearing people, and you're right, causing them to lose their jobs. And these are all things that happened under Joe McCarthy, and that's why I keep telling people: if you read one book this year, you got to read the Age of Anxiety by Haynes Johnson.
It's fear and paranoia that allows people to get away with this. You know,
it's a smoking book, man.
You know, we have this international conspiracy. Terrorism is this international conspiracy. That's what Hitler thought, and that's Hitler ran Germany by convincing all the Germans that there was an international conspiracy against them, and by criminalizing dissent. I mean, I'm not saying that George Bush is a genocidal maniac or anti-Semite or anything like that. I'm just saying this is how authoritarian regimes start.
No, but what it is a very, very clever. It's a very, very clever way, but very recognizable way to try to get people to walk lockstep and to control dissent. And you're right about that, and we have to just tell them no. Hey, Dave, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's go to Ed in Denver. Ed, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Love your show.
Thanks, Ed.
I think this is such an important issue, and I think the Democrats really have to step up. So I think we ought to be contacting Harry Reid. I listened to him on Ed Schultz yesterday, and, man, he just sounded like a wuss. Like, oh, yeah, we're very concerned. We'll throw this back into committee or have hearings. And they need to just sign off on the censure legislation. And I think we also should contact Howard Dean and say, look, unless you get a majority of senators to sign on to this, I'm not sending the Democrats one penny this year.
Howard Dean doesn't have that power.
No, but he can get the message and he can get the word out that, look, this is what I'm hearing from, you know, the grassroots, that sign on to that censure bill. The other thing is, if we don't stand up to this, if we don't stand up and say he broke the law, we need to at least censure him. It's not impeachment, but we have to acknowledge that we have laws and the president broke it. If we don't do that, we might as well have a coronation and crowning King George.
Well, you know what? I agree 100%. We should all call Salazar and Allard, whether they like it or not, and tell them to support it. Allard, of course, would reject it out of hand, but we should call Salazar, yeah, who's a Democrat.
Well, we should ask all senators, Republican and Democrat, to sign on to this, because this is about, as your previous caller said, this is about who we are as a nation. And if we, you know, become like Chile under Pinochet, we're not much better than the terrorists. So we have to stand for this. We've got to make sure that we protect the Constitution and our laws.
No, I don't disagree. I don't disagree at all. I don't disagree at all. I mean, I think we definitely have to. You definitely have to get to Salazar and definitely have to, you know, knock on his door, whether it's email wise or call him or whatever the case is, and you know, and tell him that you support, you know, he supports Feingold's censure movement. And also, you know, we got to get a hold of Allard and tell him that he owes us an apology and he owes Senator Feingold an apology. So, you know, that's two things we can do today. And it's two things that take, you know, a couple of minutes to do. Not that hard, but vitally important that we get going. You know what? I agree with you at 100%. Thanks, man. Appreciate
the
call.
You keep on keeping on.
Okay, you got it, pal. Thank you. One line open at 303-713-7600, 944, 60 minutes away from...
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Yeah, now the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs, all internet priced. Hey, nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
On C-470, still dealing with that accident to clean up right there at University, but it shouldn't slow you down too much as you head westbound. As far as weather goes for today, mostly sunny and warmer, 51 degrees for a high. Clearing skies tonight, cold temps back down to 22. For tomorrow, partly sunny, windy, and warmer, a high in the mid-50s. Right now it's 37 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Arapahoe Basin's terrain parks are now open. Terrain Park Clinic is this Sunday. A Basin is 100% open. There is free parking and short lift lines. Now's the time to visit the basin. Call 888-ARAPAHOE for more information or visit arapahoebasin.com.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and Einstein Brothers want to give you and your coworkers a break from the everyday routine.
Each Wednesday through March, AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing one lucky workplace breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Nosh away on a bagel and a schmear when AM 760 shows up at your office
with breakfast for 20.
For more information on how to put a break in your daily routine, log on to am760.net. am760.net.
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my advanced omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right, a free bottle. You know fish oil is great for your heart, but it also has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, and concentration. And our fish oil has three times the power of ordinary fish oil. Get your free bottle by calling 1-800-700-2908. 1-800-700-2908. 1-800-700-2908.
9:46, 14 minutes in front of 10 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rocky's Autos, their matching down is back up to $1,500. So If you've got $1,000, they'll match it, and you got $2,000 to put down. If you got $1,500, they'll match it. You got $3,000, and if you got $500, well, they'll match it, and you got $1,000. And at Rocky's Autos, they have got a huge selection, over 500 models to choose from. A large selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs. In Colorado, you can find literally anything you want, and great people to help you find it, too. So take advantage of the matching down that's going on, and save some money. Plus, get the vehicle that you want from the folks who can help you get it. Great people working out there, like the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv, and Gerard Menard and Spanky, and just all the gang working out there. They're all Fred Labrato. They're all good people out there. And there's over 100 people out there who are dedicated to making your buying experience a good one. And right now, with the matching down, how can you lose? So if you got $1,500, you put it down, they'll match it. You got $3,000 down. If you've got $1,000 to put down, they'll match it. And you got $2,000 down. And Rocky's been family owned and operated since 1982. So they're going on about 25 years. Of serving families all over the Front Range. They're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. But if you come a little bit late, you know, a little past 8, they'll take care of you. And you can check them out online at RockiesAutos.com from the comfort of your own home or your office or wherever it is that you look at the Internet. And you can look at the fabulous inventory, see their business philosophy, and also pre-qualify for a car loan. And if you see something on there you want, pick the phone up, give them a call, and they'll set the car aside, and you can go on down to Rocky's and check it out. Rocky's Autos, Mary and I have been customers since the early 90s, and we've just been pleased with every automobile we've bought at Rocky's, and a lot of our friends have gone there. If you want to get the most bang for your buck, the place to go is Rocky's Autos. You'll never find a finer bunch of people than at Rocky's Autos, and they're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You can't miss them. There's a big sign there. 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike. And you know what? You'll probably run into me out there. Rocky's Autos, let me give you the address again. 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
With the best pricing on tires, the best service in the industry, multiple locations across the Front Range, make Aspen Goodyear your one-stop auto shop. Call 888-401-AUTO for the nearest location. That's 888-401-AUTO, 888-401-AUTO.
I don't know you. I don't live near you. I don't talk like you. I don't like the same music as you. I don't dress like you. But I will give you my blood.
With an American needing blood every 2 seconds, someone needs you to roll up your sleeve now. Please call 1-800-GIVE-LIFE or visit givelife.org. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America.
Do you long for a sense of the sacred? At North Presbyterian Church, 37th and Federal, we seek the Spirit in all of creation, each human encounter, and everyday events. Come join us in the search. Multicultural worship, 10:30 Sundays, 37th and Federal, Denver.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Yeah, I can see it now. I'm going to be getting calls from all my radio friends across the country. Well, who's this guy, Wayne Allard, the senator you've got? Because he's such a brilliant guy. Do we have that Allard thing? Yeah, listen to Wayne Allard. This is Wayne Allard's idea of how to have an intelligent, democratic dialogue with an opponent that you disagree with.
He has time and time again taken on the side of the terrorists that we're dealing with in this conflict.
So you don't agree with us, you don't agree with the GOP, you don't agree with the president, you don't agree with me, then you're taking on the cause of the terrorists. Can book burning be far behind? All right, here's Brad in Eaton who wants to talk about something else other than Mr. Feingold and Mr. Allard. Brad, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Brad once? Brad twice? Brad has gone into ether. We go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Jeff once? Jeff twice? Jeff has gone into ether. Bob in Fort Collins. Bob, you're on AM 760.
I'm still here, Jay.
Okay, hang on. Let me straighten these phones out a second. All right, Bob, there you go. You're on, man.
I guess I want to get to the point. I think taking Sodom out of power was a mistake. I've called you before. I thought we should have put him back in power because the country is in such terrible shape, and we can't really solve it. My new theory is this. Pull the troops out and let the terrorists come here because at least then we'd fight them directly. Because everyone's taking the word of George Bush, or we're forced to take the word of Bush on this war, and it's not winnable. It's a terrible circumstances, and we're going to be stuck there like Vietnam, and it's the only
See, I don't think the terrorists want to come here. Now,
I don't know that either.
I don't know. I think what they want is they just want us out of the Middle East.
Okay, fine. Get us out, and then let's see what happens if they come here. Then it's justified, because I've even heard liberal Democrats say, if they attack this country, I'll fight. But at least then it would unite the country around a common idea. That's what war does. But this one is just splitting us apart. It's not like World War II or something. I mean, this is a confusing political
engagement. Well, the leadership of this country had all of us united after 9/11.
And then even the French were on our side. Remember that, Jay?
Yeah, and then squandered it. I mean, this guy then squandered it.
Yeah, and I'm not a Democrat. I'm a libertarian. And I just think Bush is, you know, I should be a Republican, but I just can't take the guy. I mean, I don't know what he's doing. The French were behind us after 9/11, but we lost that by leaving Afghanistan and going to Iraq.
I know what Bush is doing. What Bush is doing is he's doing something that they wanted to do from the get-go, and he lied to the American people about it, and he wanted to go in there, and you know what? He let 9/11 happen.
You see, if you're right on that, you know how terrible that is?
You know how out of control our country is? You know what? Listen, Condoleezza Rice BS'd her way through the 9/11 commission by saying, Senator, this is a historical document. It said in the presidential briefing memo, Bin Laden determined to attack. Now, look, if you and I were sitting in the White House, and if somebody gave you a memo that said that, what would be the first thing you'd do?
Well, I'd try and figure out where he is, find him, hunt him down, defend the country
Sure, you try to figure out some way to get going. You try to figure out, A, how to get him, how to find him and kill him, B, how to repulse anything that they may have going. Did this president do it? No, he was on vacation. He sat there and did nothing because they didn't want anything to having to do with the Clinton administration. This administration has lied to us from the very beginning all the way down the line.
They're lying now. I just hope you're wrong on some of this stuff. I know they've been misleading and lying, but I'm just hoping they didn't allow that to happen, because that means the government is not only incompetent but abundantly corrupt.
Hasn't the government shown that? What happened with Katrina?
I think Bush is incompetent. But my problem is, you know, I said I'm not a Democrat, but I got to say, you guys need to put a leader forward that's not a lib.
We will put a leader forward.
I don't think it's Hillary, but we will put
somebody forward. But you don't put somebody forward, you know, this far out from 08, and you don't expect national consensus when you've got congressional races underway, which hinge on what goes on locally. I mean, it's the wrong time for that kind of stuff. And we will put somebody forward.
Well, heck, people are running. McCain's running. You know, Hillary's
they're in a whole different. You know, they're in a whole different ball game.
Yeah, it should become maybe some dark house out of nowhere that'll.
Because
come out.
You know what, you're still gonna. If Hillary has a lock on the nomination, okay, you know what, the thing is, you're still gonna have to go through a primary season.
I don't think she can win in the major, and I'm not sure she's qualified. You'll need somebody tougher on defense, unless they bring.
Why isn't she tough enough? I mean, the people we have now are not tough on defense. They sent our troops over there with the wrong equipment.
I hope you're wrong. I hope Bush knows stuff that we don't know.
But he doesn't.
Right.
Let me reason with you. Let me just reason with you a second on this point.
All right.
Okay? Because they keep using this against us. They keep saying, he doesn't know enough about defense. She doesn't know enough about defense.
Yeah.
They don't know enough about defense. If anybody doesn't know enough about defense, it's these people. I mean, how do you send America's sons and daughters into a war of choice, which is what Iraq was?
Yep.
How do you send them over there and you don't send them with the right equipment? How does that work? How do you send them over there? How do you send them over there and there's poor planning involved?
Yeah, it's terrible, isn't it? We got Americans over there. That's why I say bring them all home. Let's fight the terrorists here. I'm sick of hearing the debate on your show about this.
But what we need to do is I know you're sick of hearing it, but what we need to do is, and this is vital, is we need to stand up. And when they start this stuff, okay, about, well, she doesn't have enough defense experience. He doesn't. You know what? George W. Bush, did you ever see the clip on TV where they're asking him the questions about geography and he couldn't find the countries?
I know.
This guy knows nothing, and the people around him don't seem to know anything either.
Well, I kind of like Kerry. I wasn't going to vote for him, but at least he, I mean, the guy joined the Navy. I mean, God, I mean, somehow he got beat up in that campaign.
Well, because he ran a poor campaign, he ran a bad campaign.
He still got tons of vote. He almost beat the guy. And Bush is incompetent, but the Democrats still can't beat the son of a gun.
Well, because he ran a bad campaign, and the thing he should have done from day one, and I've been saying this on this radio station for almost a solid year now, is that when they started that Swift boat nonsense, he should have gone at him full blast. He should have demanded to know where George W. Bush was. He should have demanded an answer as to where George W. Bush was. And he should have said to those people, either put up or shut up. And you know what? If you continue to keep libeling me, then I'm going to take legal action against you because what you're saying isn't true, and he didn't do that.
Well, you know, and that never convinced me. I always respected Kerry because he was almost like a Kennedy. I mean, he was Kennedy-esque, and he joined the Swift boats and all that. I thought, this is a decent guy. But
think about where we would be now if he were president.
Well, I don't know. And I don't know.
Well, we'd be in a lot better shape.
Trust
me.
I wasn't going to vote for a Democrat, but I got to say, I liked Kerry. I couldn't understand. It's like, how could they beat the guy? He was in combat. They had video.
Because
of the
guy. Didn't. Because you know what? Because when they had the convention, they vetted all the speeches. They wouldn't allow anybody to attack George W. Bush. And what they should have done was they should have attacked him from the beginning to the end of that thing because he was vulnerable. He has made a mess out of things. And now look at where we stand. All right, I got to run, Bob.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
Hang with me, pal. See you later. All right. You know what? Call Wayne Allard today and demand an apology, 202-224-5941 in Washington, D.C., or 303-220-7414 in Denver. Tomorrow, the congressional candidates from District 7 debate, and we'll take more of your calls tomorrow, too.
So, you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You are a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Yeah, now the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs, all internet priced. Hey, nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Workplace includes McAfee Security Free. And when it comes to speed, Workplace kicks DSL skinny little hiney all over the great green earth. Can I say skinny little hiney on the radio?
Well, you're an attorney. You tell me. I think so. Bob is nodding yes over there. Anyway, thanks for talking with us today.
No problem.
Comcast Workplace, speed, security, know-how. Now, Jason, since you are an attorney, got you right here.
Uh-huh.
Would you mind just...
I'd be glad to. Service not available in all areas. Installation and equipment required. Speed comparisons for download.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get 2 months free, plus 50% off installation. That's 1-800-COMCAST.